Hi. The Common Man and T-Bone podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for special bonus content from past shows.
I got bronchitis.
Bye.
Now launching the dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
I want to talk about my obsession.
Okay.
Obsession. Calvin Klein.
I was going to say, it's new fragrance by
Stinky McGee.
By Creepo Taco Show Hosto Guy.
Taco Show?
Oh, there's a taco show.
I want to go on the taco show.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach? No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I won't miss a glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing.
It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
This is stupid. This is man and bone.
Happy Monday. Welcome in. Hello, Bone.
Hello, man.
Oh, it is the post Independence Day edition. I don't know what I'm saying. Here's what I really want to say to you.
Okay.
Yikes today.
Yeah.
Jason's beef.
Beef.
And Thursday is officially our no sports allowed show. We do it every single year. We are not allowed to talk any sports.
I am so excited for that. Not that I don't like sports, of course, but there are some days where we are in the middle of the NFL off season. We are reaching the point of baseball where there is even, you know, the All-Star game is coming.
There's nothing of note going on.
Yes, but I mean, you just saw with the Reds this past week. What they do? They go 3-0 against the Yankees, and you're like, okay, there's something you could really say that's definite. Then you go play the Tigers. How'd that go? Right?
Bad.
Right. So it's like Ted today walked in and was like, I don't know what to think of my Reds, man. Like, rightfully so.
Got
like
the Rockies tonight, Teddy.
No, but what did you just
bad
see?
Rockies.
What was the last week? Did it mean anything to you? No, because whatever you thought was good with the Yankees, now you're bad with the Tigers. So you can't get too high, can't get too low, unless you're a Guardians fan. And in that case, you should be riding sky high on that. That's real. That has to be real.
You can ride sky high. Doesn't mean we have to talk about it.
I understand. I'm just pointing out that at least with the Guardians, they've got something to talk about because they're actually doing things. They're good.
So Thursday, no sports allowed. Wednesday, of course, is, you know, crazy wild card Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
So that's going to be off the rails.
Yeah.
And so I just thought, you know what, for the whole week. Let's do this is becoming like Black Friday. When Black Friday first started, it was day after Thanksgiving, regular business hours. We've got sales. Come on down.
Sure.
Then it evolved into, well, early that morning, Friday, come on down. Well, actually, maybe the night before. Don't even go to Thanksgiving.
Well, Thanksgiving
wait in the parking
evening,
lot.
6 p.m. You can go.
You're done with the family. Come get trampled in the parking lot, 6 o'clock Thanksgiving night. Now it's the whole week is Black Friday.
Yeah.
Monday's Black Friday.
I like how for Thanksgiving week now, Kohl's has basically said at 10 p.m. on Wednesday night prior to Thanksgiving, we will shut down for approximately 12 minutes.
Wednesday night, they're doing doorbusters on Monday.
You know what I'm saying? No, but they'll like, yes, and then they'll shut down and be like, oh, but midnight sale, Thanksgiving, Thursday, midnight, get there. So it's like, how long are they actually closed? Ever? And then they're open 24 hours, it feels like, from basically Thanksgiving through New Year's. That's when they're open.
So long story long, Bone and I have decided that this week has a new name. It is officially the Week of Nothing.
Yeah. The Week of Nothing.
Yeah. Big nothing. What are we going to do? I don't know.
Nothing.
We'll see together. But it's going to be a whole lot of nothing. If you have a friend who's never listened to the show before, this is a good week to sample.
Or a terrible week, depending on how their views are on the term sports talk and radio all together.
That's fine. You know what I'm excited about?
What's that?
Teddy sent me a list of all the entertainment at the Ohio State Fair.
Oh, great.
Because the fair's coming.
The bands, the musical acts?
It's all the evening entertainment.
I didn't know if you were counting like judging like steer as a as a entertainment option, or like the pig wrangling was going to get you.
Here, you ready?
Go ahead.
All right. So Wednesday, July 24th. Yes, we're starting with this today.
July. That's just a few weeks away.
That's right. Kids Bop Live.
Yeah.
That's 6:30.
Let's hear those kids omit the best parts of your favorite songs.
Mm-hmm.
They take just out like the
when
dirty
you grew up with the Christian songs.
It's like that, except they don't even make any pretense of like we're kind of ripping us off. No, you're singing popular songs. You're just taking out any of the swear words or any of the naughty language. That's all going away.
All right, this next one I need some help with.
Okay.
Alabama Roll on North America Tour presented by Kenworth with special guest Jade Eagleson.
Okay.
I have no idea what any of that is.
I don't know Jade Eagleson. I'm going to guess Alabama, it's the roll-on tour. Not deodorant, but like rolling on your 18-wheeler. Roll-on is a song that they have, if I'm not mistaken. Alabama.
Oh, so Alabama's a band.
Alabama, the country music legend.
Okay, all right. I didn't know that, what we were
Teddy,
doing here.
Alabama.
Yeah, well, yes, yeah, you're spot on. Yes.
Right. I know Alabama. I didn't know if that's what this was. But
then you know, Mike, the rule is if you're going to play in Texas,
got to have a fiddle in the band.
That's right, Teddy. That's right. Mike knew that, I'm sure.
Yes. So that's Thursday, July 25th at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Friday, July 26th. Now, we went back in time and someone was still alive, I'd get very excited about this.
Okay.
Stone Temple Pilots with special guest Soul Asylum.
Oh, okay. Sure. Obviously.
Fake Stone Temple Pilots.
Well, I mean, I feel for those guys because they were in the band.
I understand.
Some of them, I'm assuming.
No, they were. They wrote the music. The Brothers DeLeo, they were there. They wrote the music. That's fine. Have a new band with a different name.
Fair enough.
Your essence is gone.
Fair enough. That's like with Pantera, Damage Plan was the Paul Brothers, right? Or Vinnie Paul. Not Paul Brothers. Vinnie
Paul. Jake and Logan. Yeah, the Paul Brothers.
Fighting Mike Tyson.
Yeah, whatever. There were members of Pantera that did Damage Plan is what I'm trying to say. It's not, yeah. And then that's like a different thing. Just call it something else.
Saturday, July 27th. Boys to Men with special comedian Preacher Lawson. Now, I said this to Teddy because he told me about Boys to Men. It seems like we talk about Boys to Men working the Ohio State Fair every single year. Like, is it going to be, hey, we're going to the fair for the Butter Cow and Boys to Men?
Hey, man.
Maybe make the Butter Cow into Boys to Men.
I'm just saying.
Screw the cow.
Boys to Men still making it happen after all these years. Now, I don't keep up with Boys to Men. I don't know. But I know a lot of bands that I like, you were mentioning, obviously, sometimes people die. Sometimes you just get a new guitarist or drummer or whatever. Like sometimes members of the band change, even though the entire group still uses that name. Have Boys to Men ever like phased people in and out of the group? I have no idea.
I don't know, but can you name one member?
No.
Of Boys to Men?
Right. I mean, I should. Should
they're
be
interchangeable.
Able to.
They're boys, they're men, they sing Motown Philly.
They're not
end
interchangeable.
Of the road.
I'm saying they are a legendary group. They have
making love to you.
Look at that. You even know.
Are they a legendary group? Or do you just have some songs you remember?
What do you mean? Boys to Men is
a
legendary group.
I know, but you can't name anyone in it.
What does that matter? I can't name anybody on half the teams we cover. What are you talking about? That's just me being dumb. Has nothing to do with them not being famous. That's stupid. I'm just dumb, buddy.
All Ohio State Fair Band and Youth Choir on Sunday, July 28th.
I hope that you should have read that the way you read the Alabama Roll on tour. Like it's the Ohio All-State Marching. Oh, Ohio State Marching Band's here. Whoa. Like you're just, they're in.
La Zenda Norteña.
Okay.
Don't know what that is. Sunday, July 28th.
You know what though? I'm going to guess good.
Okay.
I'm going to guess good.
Lauren Daigle Kaleidoscope Nights Tour.
Oh, I know what Lauren Daigle is.
You do?
Yeah.
No idea.
She's, I believe she would have, I think she gets played on the stations I used to work at.
Okay. All right.
She's one of the, I think she's a religious lady.
That's
singing
fine.
Songs. Let her
Monday,
live.
July 29th. Go get your Lord on with Lauren Daigle.
Actually, it's depending on how, I could have the wrong person. She may be the Satanist pagan who
I
sings
see.
Blood rites.
That'll be great for the fair.
I don't think I've confused her with Lauren Daigle, which is that's actually the Satanist. I don't think that's her.
Tuesday, July 30th, Hotel California, which is an Eagles tribute band.
I was going to say that is a song.
A tribute band.
Yes.
That's 1 o'clock.
Wow.
Matinee. Then later that night, Ice Cube.
Oh, okay.
Ice Cube.
I didn't know Ice Cube was going to be here.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring all my copies of my Friday DVDs and get them autographed.
I'm sure he loves that.
What do you mean? He made them. They're his movies.
He's not here to do movies. He's here to do his songs.
Yeah, but he his company made them. Like, he wrote them and directed them and starred in them. And yeah, Ice Cube, my guy. Next Friday, criminally underrated. Or Friday after next is what I meant. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Wednesday, July 31st, Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias.
Oh, Gabriel Iglesias. Legendary comedian. Fluffy?
It says Fluffy in parentheses.
No, I know it does because he's Gabriel Iglesias. You never heard of this guy?
No.
Let me tell you, he makes a lot of jokes about being fat because he has been very large in his day.
Large anymore?
I don't know. I haven't seen him recently. I don't know if maybe he did the weight loss thing. I don't know if he's on Ozempic or whatever, like everyone now is doing, where Hollywood is deflating right before our eyes. But I'm saying Gabriel Iglesias, funny guy.
Funny guy. Fluffy.
Fluffy, yeah, that's how he refers to himself.
Fluffy.
Instead of fat.
He's squishy.
Fluffy, yeah.
He's squishy.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Tender.
Okay.
Steven Sanchez.
No idea.
Thursday, August 1st.
You don't know Steven Sanchez? I'm sorry. I'm the only one carrying this segment with all the knowledge. Because you're like, I don't know him. I don't know him. Oh, Stone Temple Pilots? Dead. I don't know him. Like, that's all I got from you. I'm trying to help.
Ohio Players and Midnight Star. Do we know them?
Is it the Ohio Players, like the band, the Ohio Players?
Yeah, the Ohio Players.
Oh, yeah, okay. I mean, they've been around for a long time.
Seems like they're at the fair every single year.
I do know Steven Sanchez. I do know a song of his, Until I Found You. Good song.
What era is this from?
It's recent, but it has a very croonerish vibe to it.
Okay.
He's a good singer.
I'm sure he is. Jamie Johnson, What a View Tour. With special guest Southall.
Now, if it was Jamie Josta, that is the lead singer of Hatebreed,
Johnson.
I don't know.
Saturday, August 3rd. And then the last one is the Sale of Champions Livestock Auction. Sunday, August 4th.
There we go.
Yes! And Belt Buckle Competition. The bigger the buckle.
Oh, man.
The bigger the steer.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I would love to go out to the competition where the grand champions, the money going around.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh my God.
And, you know, we're providing a public service here. This is the fair.
Yes,
this is what local radio
fair.
Is all about.
It's the Ohio State Fair.
Yes.
This is Pride of Ohio, the Ohio State Fair.
Yes. Yes. Mm. And you know what? Here's another little thing I'm going to do for the community. I am going to get you a really great deal on a cheap TV.
Oh, look!
If you're in the market for it, I'm talking dirt cheap.
Well, we're doing community access where we're reading off public service announcements, and now we're doing community yard sale radio as well. It's like, I got cheap TVs coming up next segment.
Aren't they already cheap?
No. Teddy,
you've never seen TVs this cheap.
You can't buy them this cheap.
Not in the stores. Not anywhere.
No. All right, I got a deal on a TV for you coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's an accident on the right shoulder of eastbound 70. On the west side, approaching 670, that's causing some delay. And watch out for a grass fire if you're on Winchester Pike Road near Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by eBay Motors. eBay Motors is here for the ride with the parts you need at the prices you want. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they're guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Does excessive amounts of Prozac make your sack droop down to your knees? Asking for a friend. My friend's name is Mike. Back to Droopy Sack and T-Bone.
Droopy Sack and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. It is Yikes Monday. It's also the week of nothing. We have declared it the week of nothing. Thursday is the official no sports allowed show. So, of course, we'll dabble in sports the other days, but Thursday, not allowed at all, or Teddy puts peanut butter on our genitals and unleashes the fire ants.
You know, I just realized I hadn't gone over to the YouTube chat yet to see what people are saying over there, but obviously you can jump in on the stream there and you can send us a message through that chat. Lots of people in there at all times, so we always appreciate that. But I did get some messages on Twitter, Mike, about it being a, you know, nothing week.
Yeah.
A week where we're just kind of doing all kinds of different things. One of them is kind of sports related. This one from Classy Man, who says, hey, my celibate ace Gregorian monks.
You want something for that?
Sure, why not?
I got bronchitis.
Will you ever talk about sports trading cards? I've just got back into it and I need some insight.
We don't have any insight.
I don't know anything about it. I did this thing that everybody did with crypto when that first was around. I was like, I'll buy some crypto. And then I didn't do it right. And I didn't buy a lot or anything. I went in with like,
I didn't know you bought crypto.
Did you
buy Solana Papadia?
No, I did the thing where you could buy like $10 of it. And like, not like when Bitcoin was $10, I bought some like Dogecoin BS.
Have you checked
thing.
It recently? Maybe you're a billionaire.
No, because then after like 2 days, I was like, this is stupid, and sold it. And then never looked back.
Oh.
And I'm saying that's what I do with sports cards. When that was a thing, I got hot and heavy for like 3 or 4 months with it, the sports cards, and then instantly gave most of it back and said, no, never mind.
Now, when I was a kid, I collected and I had the Beckett that I'd get every single month sent to the house.
Sure.
And I would check on the value of my cards. I didn't really have anything valuable, but I just like to look it up. Oh, this went up 10 cents. I'm rich.
Yeah.
Because when you're a kid, you're like, oh, man, this is my ticket.
I found out, when you said Beckett, that reminded me of this. Because he also, Classy Man, asked us about which fantasy sport is the best fantasy sport platform. Again, I used to do all these things. I don't do them much now. I do. If I'm going to do anything, I'm going to be, you know, doing some sports gambling. And of course, you know, we're going to do that. Hollywood Casino Columbus, the best sports book in town and anywhere else. Great drinks, great food, great everything.
He's knocking that out right now.
12,000 square feet of televisions, Teddy, and everything you want.
Look at him knocking it out like
a
pro.
It's all great. Go check it out right now.
Disclaimer.
Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Disclaimer.
Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. But what I was going to say about fantasy sports, I went to our office fantasy draft for the NFL many years ago when I used to do that here. Went on location to a restaurant where everybody was gathered. And I didn't realize this, but I had brought at the time, because I was one of those fools who bought those little fantasy, you know, guides.
Magazines. Yeah.
Right. Because it has all the lists.
Yeah.
And it had everything there. Now, of course, those things are printed in, I believe, April. And then you use them in August when like half those guys may be like dead or traded or God knows whatever. I'm just saying, but I'm looking at rosters like, hey, Brett Favre, is he still playing? It's like he retired years ago. Anyway, I walked in and I immediately got made fun of by the sales guys who said, oh, look, somebody brought his Beckett's. That's what they were calling the fantasy sports guides, was Beckett's. And I just laughed it off. But in my head, all I could think is like, they're not Beckett's. I'm not grading sports cards. These are guides for me to use for fantasy sports, but apparently that's not the way you do it.
I'm sorry.
I was apparently not supposed to do that.
I don't play fantasy sports anymore. When I was a teenager, back when I was banging, I did the mail-in fantasy sports where you'd like punch the players that you wanted.
Oh, man.
And then you mailed in the card.
See, now that is older than what I...
This was pre-internet, baby.
Well, do you know who has the biggest story on that? And I hate to bring him up, but I guess I'll have to here. Jeff Thidoff claims in part, he's like Bobby Valentine with the rap sandwich.
That he invented fantasy sports?
Not that he invented it. He said when he was in school, probably like 6th or 7th grade, so think about how long ago that was. Because for you and I, that was ages ago. For him, I don't know if they had actual pencils or what they
used. He's only 53. He looks like he's 70. But he's only 53.
No, you know what? He's shaved since the last time you've seen him. He looks younger now.
I saw him.
Now he looks younger.
I saw him.
No, but he tells a story about how when he was in, I think it was like junior high, sixth grade, somewhere around that age, that he had a teacher, I believe in their math class, who said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to look at this. You're going to pick guys in the, you know, in the paper, and we're going to get their numbers. And then you're going to add this all up, do the averages, do all the stuff. And they kept track of it. I guess throughout the season, I don't know if this was the NFL or what it was, but he said that's what they did for a little math project. And he said, we were doing that before there was such a thing that he knew of as fantasy sports. I'm not saying he invented
it. I'm sure people were doing fantasy sports.
I'm sure they were. I'm just saying, Tito, when he talks about fantasy sports, he's been doing it a very long time. Longer than you and I have been alive.
All right. I want to do some community service now.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Because that's the death of radio. All right, all these other radio stations, they suck. Want to know why? Because they abandon you locally.
Yeah,
they're voice tracking from New York City. New York City!
Yeah.
They don't care about you. I care about you. I live in your community. All right? Mm-hmm. Bone and I, we're here.
Yeah.
All the fan hosts, we're here, except for Bo Bishop. Nobody knows where the hell he lives. But we're all here. And I want to get you a deal on a TV. Okay? Now you're going to have to go to Cincinnati. Paycor Stadium. They're renovating it. They got a bunch of flat screens in the stadium. But guess what? They're getting new ones.
They're renovating.
So what are they going to do with the old ones?
Dump them in the river.
No.
Oh.
That was choice one.
Okay.
Then they thought, let's sell them at low, low prices.
Oh.
Well, back on June 1st, they sold 200 of them in the first round of sales. And it went like that.
Instantly.
Instant. Okay. But they found another 150 TVs that they don't need anymore. They said when they took them out, they were all in working order.
Oh, that sounds suspicious.
But that they that, said
as soon as they like, well, when we unplugged it last time, it worked. So if it doesn't work for you and like you can't get, I don't know, seven of the channels you usually do, that's not our fault.
So you got to go to Paycor Stadium, Gate D, July 13th. It starts at 8 a.m. Or and it goes until noon or until they sell out. It's his first come, first serve.
So is that this Saturday? July 13th, I believe?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so first come, first serve, Gate D, Paycor Stadium. Here are the prices for you. Ready?
All right.
You can get yourself a 24-inch, 239-inch, all right, in that range.
Oh, 24 to 39-inch.
24 to 39-inch for the low, low price of $30.
Oh, wow.
Okay? Now, it's a small TV.
Well, but you know what? 39 inches ain't terrible.
It's not, but you could even use that for a cool like PC monitor.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
Well, $30 for a computer monitor would be, yes, that's great. Assuming it works, right? That's a big thing.
Well, they said in working order when they took them down.
All right.
All right. 40-inch to 49-inch.
Okay.
$40.
That's a dollar an inch.
That's a perfect size for a bedroom, maybe?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Put that on the wall. All right. Let's kick it up a couple notches. 50 inches to 55 inches, $50.
We're at pretty much a dollar an inch price.
That's a family room.
That's unreal.
That's a nice TV in the family room there. Yeah,
right.
Now, maybe you got yourself a nice finished basement.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you want something a bit bigger. Up to 85 inches.
Whoa.
All right, listen to me. Up to 85 inches, $60.
Wow.
$60.
$60 for 85 inches.
Rent a U-Haul. Go get the damn thing.
Yeah, it's
85 inches.
You can get a U-Haul for $20. You're still saving money.
You can bring it home and crap on it on the lawn for that price.
Why would you do that?
Because it's dirt cheap is what I mean.
Why?
$60.
I got a great deal on a TV. Now let me ruin the TV.
You ever wanted to just crap on an expensive piece of electronics?
Never.
Now you can.
I mean, I don't kink shame, Mike. Whatever you're into. That's not for me to judge, but that's not one for me.
All right, so we told you about the Ohio State Fair Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
We told you about where to get a deal on a TV.
Yeah.
What should we do next? Oh, now I'm going to tell you what to watch on that new TV.
Oh.
Yes. I got a show for you. And Teddy's got a movie review.
Are we really doing no sports today? I thought that was Thursday.
No, we'll dabble.
Okay. Well, I mean, that was Bengals. We were talking about the Paycor.
What do you want to talk about? We want to do Dan Hurley's new contract with UConn?
Please.
6 years, $50 million. There you go. We just knocked that out of the park.
That is more expensive than 80 inches, $60. That's more expensive. My math says that's not a good deal.
All right. What did I say? I'm going to tell you what to watch on TV. Teddy's going to tell you what to watch on TV. Coming up next, Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
We got a couple of slow spots. There's a couple minute delay on eastbound 70 on the east side between Livingston Avenue and 33. You'll also find a slowdown on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East and West split. This report is sponsored by Direct Auto. Direct Auto Insurance is for uncompromisers. With savings of up to 25%, you can stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote at directauto.com. Savings based on discounts can vary. How you buy can affect price. National General Group, Winston-Salem. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
If Biggie Size was a radio show, this would be it. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Monday. It is Yikes Monday. T-Bone's going to tell you about something very important.
Well, Mike, the best of rivals, the best of two leagues meet again this summer. MLS and Liga MX face off in the 2024 MLS All-Star Week starting Sunday, July 21st. After a weekend of soccer celebrations, the All-Star Skills Challenge presented by AT&T will come to lower.com field on Tuesday, July 23rd, featuring MLS All-Stars and Liga MX All-Stars as they show off the best of their skills. The two teams match up once more for the 2024 MLS All-Star Game presented by Target on Wednesday, July 24th. For more info and tickets and also on the events available, visit MLSsoccer.com/all-star.
Speaking of the Soccers, how about the Crew this weekend? 4-0 against Toronto. Toronto sucks. Hell with them. Look at my shirt today.
Yeah, look at you wearing the Crew shirt.
The Crew shirt on. I shamed them into bringing one to me.
You did?
Yeah.
Let's talk real quick about this Crew team, because my buddy Steve Cirque, who is, I would say, the historian of Columbus Crew soccer, he knows more about it than anyone I've ever met, and he has covered the team for decades, written books about this team. If anyone knows, it's him. Steve Cirque said this about the Crew. In their first 28 seasons in existence, the Crew won 16 MLS games by 4 or more goals. So not even once a year did this happen, right? 16 times over 28 years, they won by a margin of 4 goals or more in a game. Okay.
Yeah.
They just won 4-0 this past weekend. They had never had a season where they had more than two of those in any one year. 96, 98, and most recently 2023 that occurred. They did this last year as well. Now they have won by 4+ goals 3 times in the last 2 weeks.
I was going to say, because you had this game.
2-4-0s.
The New England game.
A 5-1. Yeah.
What was the other 4-0? It was here against who? Because that was the Aiden Morris goodbye fest.
Who did they play? I don't remember.
You know what? Jimmy Crack Corn. We kicked their ass.
They played Nashville and beat them 2-0. I'm trying to remember who they beat by 4. Was that New England? I think.
No, it was on the road.
New England was 5-1. Yes. Anyway, when you can't remember which game it was that your team won by 4 goals,
yeah, they're doing
and they
it a
happened
lot.
All in the last 3 weeks, that's doing something.
Good.
So, yeah, this team, I'll tell you, man, the combo they've put together now with putting Christian Ramirez and Diego Rossi and, of course, Cucho, the three of them together, they are unbelievably good. Just how talented all three of them are. And as Cucho is like the main guy there, you have so much you have to worry about with Christian Ramirez up front. And then Diego Rossi can just do everything. He had that unassisted goal where he basically just, the ball landed funny and he was able to pounce on it and knock it in. He had a run in the 65th minute or so where he just ran through the entire defense and just barely missed finishing what would have been a world-class goal. Like, he's been unstoppable too. Both him and Cucho are trading the lead back and forth for goal contributions on this team. I'm just saying, the Crew have played 20 games now. They've lost 3 of them. Is that good?
Yeah.
In MLS, I'm saying 20 MLS games this year, they've lost 3 of them. They're
speaking
good.
Of the Soccers, and we'll get to, you know, TV recommendations and movie reviews and all that.
Yeah.
We got time for crap.
Sure do.
The slogan of the show, time for crap. I never thought I would say this out loud. I'm jealous of Europe.
Oh, yeah?
I like the Euros.
Oh, the Euros are fun.
I'm just saying, like, I know the World Cup's a big deal, and I know Euros is a big deal, too, and I don't know why. Maybe I knew it, and I just forgot it. I feel like I've been watching more of the Euros this year, right?
Okay.
And so, like, they do this every year. These are the countries in Europe. They have a tournament to decide who is the country in Europe
for
soccer.
They do it every 4 years, yes.
Is that every 4 years?
Yeah, this is no. This is a big deal because it's that.
Oh, like, right, I'm stupid. But then. I thought it was every year.
But it's after the World Cup, and then 2 years later it's Euros,
right,
and then 2 years later it's World Cup.
All right, I'm stupid. Anyway, okay. Let me continue with my thought.
Yeah,
you got fans in the stands. They will travel. This has been in Germany. Mm-hmm. All right, some of these fans have been living in Germany.
Yeah,
they like quit their job and they just go to Germany to watch their country's soccer team.
Uh-huh.
All right, like broadcaster Landon Donovan's been over there getting German hair plugs. For 6 weeks.
Good band name, German Airplugs.
German Airplugs.
I'm going to
my
see
guys.
Them. Yeah, German Airplugs.
That's death metal if I ever heard it.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying, the fans in the stands, they're passionate. They're screaming. They yell out the anthem. Everything's, they got little kids there.
Yeah.
Right, all dressed like Uncle Sam or their country's equivalent of Uncle Sam.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
And then when there is a dramatic victory or a horrible loss for a team, you got these grown men who are in professional leagues making millions of dollars. They've got Ferraris and neck tattoos and stripper wives and all of this stuff, right? They go home, their bank account is full, and they're on the field crying,
yeah,
with either joy or despair because this is so important to them.
Yeah.
And I was trying to think, what is our equivalent of that? We don't have it.
Yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, I think you could say, you know, like the Olympics, you're going to have people who are expected, like U.S. athletes who are expected to win. Not every sport, but I'm saying in some sports where they are expected to win, there will be athletes who maybe won't get it done, who will be holding the silver medal and be crying, you know, be sad. That's a thing. I mean, you don't see that really in the NFL. You don't. Really? I mean, you see it.
Well,
I
like guess, the Super Bowl, you'll see it,
no,
I guess.
I guess you will. You're right. The Super Bowl, you would. But like in the playoffs, if you lose in the playoffs, maybe if it's like the Bills for the 18th time losing with that Josh Allen, you know, led group, if they get to the AFC Championship and lose again, I bet you would see Josh Allen crying or somebody on the sidelines there breaking down. But yeah, it's outside of, but that's what the level of this is. That's what these Euros are for these guys. It's a huge honor.
I'm just saying, I'm jealous of the passion.
There's a lot.
I love the passion.
Well, that's where it's funny because the amount of money that these guys make, you would think that would go away.
And it doesn't.
Cristiano Ronaldo is one of those guys who was doing that when Portugal lost to France, and he'd missed his opportunities and hadn't had the greatest tournament, really. And he was almost inconsolable after that. And this is a guy who has made, if anybody's a billionaire based on soccer, it's him or Messi. One of those or both of them may end up actually being real billionaires. I don't know.
That's what I mean. Like money you always think is the great equalizer. It's like, oh yeah, I'm upset, but then I go home and I have a castle, right?
Sure.
Ronaldo's got it all.
He's
a handsome guy, wears white pants, one of the greatest soccer players in the history of the world, plays with the Saudis.
Yeah, he's got more money than he knows what to
do. He's got it all, but he's inconsolable because Portugal didn't get it done.
Does that make him a little odd to you? That like
I don't know if it's odd or if it I actually respect him more because of it.
I don't know either. I mean, part of what's making him that way in this tournament is this is his last go. Everyone's pretty much acknowledged, like, after this, he's not going to be a part of the World Cup in 2 years. He probably won't be. He's not going to be in the next Euros. This is probably the last time he's really going to represent Portugal on a big stage. And, you know, that's it. So he, I think, losing that game, he kind of realized, oh, this is over now. I'm finished. I'm washed up.
How about, and I'll back off of this, but I'm riding it now.
Go ahead.
In 4 years, you and I go to the Euros.
You don't have to tell me.
Where is it? Do they have it?
I don't know
a location?
I'll look. I'll look real quick. Right. I mean, we do have.
I'm going to guess somewhere in Europe is where the Euros will be.
It says that there are bids in from a bunch of different places. Oh, UK and Ireland.
Oh, beautiful.
Beautiful.
Let's go.
Now, I would point out if we do get some, if like sales comes running down here in the next 5 minutes, it's like, yeah, we can make that happen. I want to point out we have the World Cup happening here in 2 years. Could you maybe
get us? I don't
want
to happen with sales. I don't want to do it with sales.
Okay. Well, whoever's going to make it happen.
We plan the trip. We go.
Oh, okay.
I'm not putting it in the hands of them.
Fine. I want to do that. I want to hit, let's hit up a couple World Cup games here and then Euro 2028.
All right.
Let's go there.
I'm ready.
I love it. And you know what? I will root for Italy. I don't have
any. Well, it depends where we are. If we're in Ireland, we're Irish, baby.
Oh, we're, sure.
I'm just saying.
I'll re-dye my beard red. I'll get it. I had it.
It's red?
I'll bring it back. I'm bringing it all the way back.
Show them your pubes.
I got
news for you. They're bright.
This is kind of a global.
It's like Bozo's hair.
Listen, I want to tell you, this is not localized white and graying that's happening. We've got a global situation happening here.
All right. I'm going to tell you what to watch on TV. Teddy's going to tell you what to watch on TV. Coming up next, Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're going to hit a slowdown just a few minutes if you're on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East and West split. And watch out for a grass fire if you're on Winchester Pike Road near Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by RockTheCountry.com. Rock the Country 2024 is coming July 26th and 27th, starring Jason Aldean, Kid Rock, and many more at Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center grounds. On sale now at RockTheCountry.com. Made for people who love this country. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The only thing scarier than Bones analogies is man's browser history.
I'm sorry, man. I thought you wanted to see this.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Monday. Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and T-Bone. Click. Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. It is Yikes Monday. Jason's beef. At 5:34, we've also called this week the week of nothing. Because we're going to talk about nothing.
Oh, yeah. We are.
All week.
We've been talking about nothing most of the show so far, other than the crew. We did talk about
whatever, but you know what, though? Whatever strikes our fancy, with the exception of Thursday. Thursday, we have rules to adhere to.
Okay.
No sports.
Nice.
That's unless something like, you know.
Well, what would be the thing? I mean,
the LDC blows up.
God, I hope that doesn't happen. I would say, like, if there's a coaching hire by any of our local teams, I don't know which team I could be talking about that might be doing something like that. If, I don't know, the Jackets hire a head coach.
Listen to me.
We would mention it.
I know that we're big over at Nationwide. They're recording us. They're listening to us. And then they're contacting management saying, why did they say this? Hmm. But they've never done that.
No.
Ohio State has.
yeah. That's the truth, folks. There you go.
I know you're listening over there. The reports are, you're close to naming a head coach. It's going to be done early this week. Fine. Get it done today or tomorrow or Wednesday. Don't you dare screw us on Thursday.
Yeah.
Don't you dare make your announcement on Thursday. We're supposed to have a good old-fashioned non-sports show on a sports radio station.
I'm just saying, even if they don't play ball with us on that, or play puck in their case, like, what would we do? We would say, hey, this is who they've hired. Hope he's good. And maybe tell you his resume and say what we think for 5 minutes and then be like, all right, bye, done. We did it. It's happened. If you want more coverage of it, do it tomorrow or Wednesday. Don't do it Thursday or do it Friday. That's not really early week, but whatever. I can live with Friday. Just don't do Thursday.
How about this? Hey, Teddy's a wrestling guy. Remember in the when WCW, back when it was in its death spiral?
Yes.
That was terrible.
Coffin on wheels, yes.
They put the heavyweight belt, the championship belt, on actor David Arquette.
Yes.
He was the champion. They said, well, nothing else is working for us, so what the hell?
Right.
Maybe the Blue Jackets should do the equivalent of that with their head coaching position. And like we all think, oh, Todd McClellan, all this experience, he's going to get the job. What if they announce the new head coach and it's Hollywood D-lister Dean Cain?
I actually think that, you know what?
He played Superman on TV 25 years ago.
My wife already wants to get season tickets for the Jackets, but now it would be like, there would be no denying doing it. We'd have to.
Or who says it has to be a dude? Ladies and gentlemen, Carmen Electra.
Hey. Well, you know, if we're going with celebrities, why not Emilio Estevez? Gordon Bombay.
Whatever.
Have him out there. Let's go. He can, you know, motivate the guys. And then secretly hire who you want to hire. But what's wrong with having a figurehead head coach? Right, there's a major country in the world, in England, that has a figurehead government. right? They got it. Like, they just went through their election process, and then after it was all done, they're
it's not just them, it's everybody.
No, but they have
the shape-shifting lizards. They're the ones running everything.
No, but I mean, one of them actually dedicates a lot of time, land, resources, everything to like, oh, hello. Yes, I am the now the leader. And it's like, everybody voted on this. Sorry, King Charles. Is that what his name is?
Yes, King Charles.
King Charles. I forget. Yeah. I was going to say King James because of my upbringing.
Yeah.
You know, I just get confused.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, we don't, let's have that for coaches where you have like a fake coach that's the celebrity coach that goes out there and does the ceremonies. But the real coach, he never has to talk to the media. Send out Gordon Bombay to talk to the media. And then your real coach can just go back in there, grind tape and not worry about it.
Who's the real coach going to be, though?
Todd McClellan.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, like, you can let him do that. Like, I don't know if Todd McClellan likes to smoke, but if he does, let him smoke. We don't have, there's no cameras. Let him back in there smoke. I don't care. It's not my team. I mean, it is, but it's not like I'm not in the room with him. I don't have to breathe it.
Let me tell you what to watch on TV.
Yeah.
Netflix series called Sprint is a good watch.
About dirt tracks?
No.
Oh.
As we get, it's about mobile phone usage. Sprint. As we get ready for the Olympics, you know, we just watch the trials, the track and field trials. This is about the sprinters that you're going to see in the Olympics.
All right.
And, you know, how they spend the rest of their year, because we just see them Olympic time, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, every single year they're going out on, you know, tours and determining who the champion's going to be for that year. And they all take it very seriously. And unlike the soccer players who are worth millions of dollars in the Euros, who are crying and like, well, I know why you're upset, but you're also very rich.
Yeah.
Like, these people actually have a living to go out and make.
Right.
I mean, sure, they have endorsements and, you know, people know who they are, but, you know, they win one of these races in Poland and they get $10,000. And that's a big deal for them.
Of course. Well, I know that some of the elite level runners and athletes in all categories, right? There's probably, I don't know, a small percentage, 2 or 3% of them, that they're getting, you know, endorsement deals.
Sure.
Probably not the kind of...
Gabby Thomas is getting endorsement deals.
Yeah, but probably even not there. It's like, not where she's making millions of dollars. She might make enough to have a nice, comfortable life, or at least to be able to fund all these trips. But I know for a fact, in some of the different running disciplines, there are people who are essentially paying their way to go to these tournaments. Or they might get like an exemption to not have to pay the entry fee.
Right.
But they got to get a flight to go, you know, and then... It's on them to hopefully win their money back. So, yeah, I can't imagine. I have to watch this.
Anyway, I find it all fascinating because, you know, in every sport that we tend to watch, you have many opportunities throughout the course of that game to prove yourself, right? If you're a starting pitcher and you give up just one meatball of a pitch,
right?
Well, if that's the only meatball you give up and you go 7, chances are you got a good chance to win that game and mm-hmm. be victorious. In these races, you've got one chance. You false start, you're done. You're out. You have a bad, you got your toe hurts for 2 seconds in a 100-meter race, you're done. You're gone.
I can't imagine what that
the
does
pressure.
To you mentally.
I
yeah,
know.
The mental pressure of that. I mean, when I go on vacation and I'm like, we've been looking forward to this for 6 months, then I get a little stressed because I'm like, this breakfast better be great because we don't know if we're coming back here. And then they've spent 4 years training, working, all that to get even into this thing. They get to the finals, the Olympic finals, where they're like, all right, now 100-meter dash to win the gold medal. And then like right out of the gate, you're done.
All right, Teddy watched a movie, so you don't have to. Oh, and people are asking me about Star Wars. We'll talk about that. Plus, Fat Boy Food Tap coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's some slow-moving traffic on eastbound 33 between 270 Southeast and Ebright Road and about a 5-minute delay on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East Split and 315. This report is sponsored by Medical Mutual. When it comes to your health and well-being, Medical Mutual is your hometown health insurer, right here in the heart of it all. To learn more about an individual, Medicare, and employer plans, visit MedMutual.com. Medical Mutual, dedicated to the health and well-being of Ohioans for more than 90 years. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Dumb is the only language these two are fluent in. You're listening to Man and Bone.
Happy Monday. So glad you've tuned in. It's the week of nothing. Thursday really is nothing because it's the annual No Sports Allowed show. 3 hours on Thursday. No sports is allowed unless, I don't know, like the biggest news in the world breaks. Like Urban kills Ryan Day with his bare hands.
Wow.
I don't know.
I would not be aware of any predisposition for that to happen, but...
But if it did happen, then yes, I'd get...
Well, if it did happen, I'm going to question you as a suspect, because I would think, what did Mike know and when did he know it? That you were throwing this out of willy-nilly.
All right, TV reviews. I told you the Netflix series Sprint is a good watch. Teddy has a movie review for you. Now, full disclosure, Teddy likes every movie he ever sees.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, so take it with a grain of salt, but Teddy was raving about a movie. Go ahead, Ted.
Yeah, well, it's one of your favorites and my favorites, Beverly Hills Cop, that series, which we loved. We both loved the first one.
The first one is cinematic excellence.
Yeah,
on every level.
Yeah, I don't know how you felt about the two sequels.
Second one was fine. Third one was bad.
Okay.
And so now this is number four, and it's on Netflix.
That's right. And it follows the same sort of plot where, you know, he's a Detroit cop and he has to go to L.A. to take care of some business. And I think it's a fantastic movie. And you get all the classic stuff. You get Eddie running around with like his old buddies that he had in the earlier movies.
And I'm sure they are old now.
Yes.
What's Taggart like in the nursing home?
Yeah, they've aged not as well as Eddie has. Eddie, he looks pretty good for whatever his age is now. I don't know. But anyway, you get that. You get some fun new characters that are in this that are pretty cool. You get the familiar music as well.
Oh, good.
Like, you know, the Heat is On, Shakedown, the Neutron Dance. Just hearing that just brings back, you know.
So, but is it a good movie or is it just a nostalgia play?
It might be the...
Turn your phone off, Rimmer.
It's my it's weather warning. It's
the man, I got to take my pill.
My crazy pills.
Yeah. Well, we all are on those, buddy.
But there's a lot of nostalgia to it, but I enjoyed the overall movie and because it is classic Eddie. It's the Eddie that I've wanted for so long. He's dropping F-bombs. He's making white people feel uncomfortable.
Look, man, I ain't falling for no banana in my tailpipe.
You get that Eddie in the movie, and I thought the whole plot of the movie and everything, it follows that sort of similar formula as the earlier ones, but I enjoyed it, so it's fantastic.
All right, thank you, Teddy.
I will take it that if Ted vouches for it in the context in which you gave that, where you said he's dropping F-bombs, like that's, yeah, I don't need Shrek Donkey Eddie Murphy, like that's been great. We've had that. It's great. I'm glad for him he made all that money. Now it's time to get back to like being like that raw, edgy version of himself. And what is he now? 60, 65 years old, probably?
65? You think he's 65?
I don't know. I'm saying I don't know how old he is. He's got to be up there, though. Could be older.
Not older than 65.
He's 63.
60, man. He's
63 years old.
He's a good-looking 63.
I'm sure.
He's 10 years older than Thidoff? Thidoff looks like he should be his dad.
Jeez.
All right, Star Wars. I have told all of you that I'm going to go back for the good of the show because T-Bone loves Star Wars. Teddy loves Star Wars. F-Bomb Jen loves Star Wars. I have seen a couple of them. I don't care about Star Wars, but I'm a new man. I'm a growing man.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you hear a song that didn't do anything for you 20 years ago, but for some reason, now it hits you different. Maybe that would be the same thing with me and Star Wars. So I'm going to go back and watch.
Yeah.
You gave me a list of 11 movies to watch.
Well, you asked to know, like, where do I begin? And I gave you the list I would have, in the order I would do it.
Yes. Now, the first movie on that list was Rogue One.
Yes.
Okay? Rogue One. I want to tell you that I carved out time during this long holiday weekend to watch Rogue One.
And
I forgot and got busy and didn't do it.
I want you to know that
I will get there.
Since you brought this up
next time, tomorrow,
I want to point out to the audience. He asked to do this.
I know.
I wasn't sitting around
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
I know. You asked to do this, and then I gave you the list. And then what has happened is I watched over the weekend, I went back and watched yet another Star Wars movie that I've already seen a million times, but I watched The Last Jedi.
Uh-huh.
Teddy, I'm going to tell you right now. And Mike, I know you have no context for this.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
The Last Jedi. I watched it. A lot of Star Wars fans disliked The Last Jedi. They say it wasn't true to the movies. Jen Winters wanted to fight me the other day when I said that's one of my favorite ones, Last Jedi. A lot of Star Wars people hate that movie. I'm going to tell you right now, I watched it again yesterday. I think that's the only Star Wars movie you need. I think I got everything. I get out all the other movies from that. I love it.
Are you trolling now?
No, what I'm saying is, I thought maybe I was crazy. Maybe I was wrong. I saw it in the theaters. I saw it many times after that. And every time I watch it, I'm like, I love this movie. But I hadn't watched it in a couple of years. And I thought, maybe I'm wrong. So I went back and watched it and said, nope, still, it's up there. It's like I've said, it's my second favorite Star Wars movie.
Wow, that's saying something.
It's right up there to me with, why am I blanking on Empire Strikes Back? That's my ultimate.
Well, anyway, I meant to watch it. But then I got sidetracked. I was watching something else, and I didn't get to it.
Watched more Star Wars in the last week than I probably have in the last year.
I'm going to do it.
And it's because of you, and you haven't watched any of them.
I know. I'm going to do it. I just get caught up on other stuff. Lots of other stuff that catches my attention.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Like the lesbian scene in Black Swan.
Well, that is quite the thing. Why were you watching Black Swan?
Just for the lesbian scene.
Well, that checks out. You know what? We did the math and correct.
Fatboy Foodan!
Common Man and T-Bone have very little value. Unless they're telling you about all the crap they can shove in your mouth so you can die quicker. It's time for Fatboy Food Tip. Wait, how do you want me to say it? Tip? 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 This is dumb. I quit.
All right, I got something for you adventurous eaters out there. I'm sure you all know and love Cheryl's Cookies, right?
Oh, yeah.
You probably can't live in this town for 5 minutes without having a Cheryl's Cookie.
I don't think we've had an Easter or a Thanksgiving pass in the last 5 years where someone from my family has not sent us at least a small or large gift box of Cheryl's Cookies based off of either the spring or the fall themes, but yes.
Anyway. Cheryl's has a new flavor for the season. They do this. And actually, I was on their website recently checking to see if they had one of the fall flavors coming back. It's like an apple thing that I really like, but it's not back yet. But I did see they had a new summertime flavor because when I think of summer, I think of a cookie that tastes like pickles. Yes. Cheryl's Cookie has unveiled a new pickle cookie. Now, it's not just shaped like a pickle. It tastes like pickle.
Wait, it is shaped like a pickle?
I don't know if it's shaped like a pickle. But okay. But it tastes like a pickle.
Okay. Well,
according to their website, it is sweet and savory. It features dill relish topped with pickle buttercream frosting and finished with a flourish of dried dill.
Wait, what? Dill
it
relish?
It is available at the Easton Town Center location and online for your shipping needs.
Dill relish in the cookie?
I'm just saying.
Why not just say dill
pickle cookie?
Listen, Cheryl's Cookies, I love you. Please take this understanding to heart. Like, I love an egg omelet. They're good. I don't need it in cookie flavor, you know? Like, you make a different thing. I sound like Jerry Seinfeld. Like, what's the deal with flavored cookies? Like, I don't know why we're doing savory in that. I like some savory cookies. I don't mind an occasional experiment. Pickle cookies?
Well, you're not a pickle guy. Now, Teddy, do you like pickles, Ted? I always forget.
I do like pickles, yes.
Would you try this cookie?
I would try it, absolutely.
I would try it, too. Hint, hint. Send some over Cheryl's.
Yes.
But I don't think I'm going to like it.
And Cheryl's, if you do send some cookies, could you please send some of the
regular
gross cookies that you make, like which is all the other ones you have? Bring any of those, and then bring some pickle cookies.
Tomorrow is National Sugar Cookie Day, by the way.
Well,
is
it?
Yeah. All right, let's go, Cheryl's.
Well, the key lime pie cookie that they do, c'est magnifique. I love it. It's great.
You know what I like?
What do you like?
I like their beef Wellington.
cookie that they do. Yeah, I'm a big fan of their mussels cookies that they do.
Oh, the mussels?
Yeah,
oh, yes. The savory broth.
Savory broth and the mussels. Yeah, absolutely. With a little butter flavor on there.
Little toast points to dip in the broth.
Yeah. Mike, on the Fat Boy food tip, this is a little bit more of an elevated restaurant recommendation than we usually do. But I saw that the website Eater put out their list of Eater.
I hardly know her.
Thank you. Eater.com says that they have 29 essential Columbus restaurants. So these are all different types of restaurants, right? But I will warn you, a lot of them do tend to be more of the, you know, higher end of things. They're not recommending.
What does that mean?
They're not recommending like
Burger King is not there.
No, it's not. But here's what we've got. So this one I keep hearing about. I think you've told me about it. I could be wrong. Mentions in Delaware the Italian eatery called Speck.
I don't know.
Not aware of Speck? Okay, then I heard about it somewhere else. Either way. Says Chef Josh Dalton serves joyfully non-traditional twists on Italian dishes. Think confit chicken wings and balsamic glazed Iberico ribs.
Okay.
I could be in for that.
All right.
They said they started the meal off with some Sicilian pizza, which I can't pronounce the word for that, but it starts with an S.
Svincione.
That's it. That's Svincione. There you go. Also, they do a Humboldt fog toast layered with brown butter, radicchio, and sage. Then you can feast on octopus grilled branzino and end with the budino featuring amaretto and macadamia.
All right. So I got to check it out.
All right. There's Spec. Next on the list, and again, I've never heard of such things, but I'm willing to try this, Quameria Yemeni Coffee Company. It's a coffee place where apparently Yemen coffee is like a big deal. I did not know this. So I would like to check that place out. They also have a good pastry selection, judging from what I'm seeing here. Then you go on from there. There's Asterisk Supper Club. Let's see what else. Thai Ginger Asian Bistro. I have heard of that one. Joya's. Joya's is the, I believe it's Bengali food.
Carl Pickens works there.
Avishar Barua, who is a top chef. Was on Top Chef, an alum of Top Chef.
Oh, all right.
He is the one who made this restaurant. And I've been there, and it is delicious. I highly recommend that. But also making this list, while there is a Drelli's African restaurant, which features Ghanaian food, a Wong Vietnamese restaurant that features, obviously, Vietnamese food, there's also Buckeye Donuts on the list.
Good.
And I appreciate, if your list can be rounded out with a donut shop, then I'm going to trust your list more. Because you're not saying, like, I'm only going to places that are maybe a little snooty or never heard of or what have you, but we're also going to go to a donut place. I think then I can understand your list better. So good job, Eater.
Jake Diebler has proved one of my life theories correct once again. I'll tell you what that is coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're going to find some slow-moving traffic on eastbound 33 between 270 Southeast and Ebright Road, and you'll run into a couple-minute delay on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East and West split. This report is sponsored by Pierre's Ice Cream. Pierre's Ice Cream Ingredients Inspection. Line up. Cream to the right, chocolate chunks left. Caramel looking smooth. Every cookie, berry, chip, and chunk earns its place in Pierre's Ice Cream. Made in Ohio, made with the best. Pierre's, we've got your flavor. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Jen.
Uncomfortably talking about food.
Lord have mercy, I'm about to bust.
This is Man and Bone.
It is Yikes Monday. I was just looking at the burner phone, which, by the way, you can text every day. 614-787-3093. And look, we always get these texts from people pretending to be other people. They have funny names. We laugh. Ha ha. Jeff Rimmer's middle half. Right?
Yeah.
This one is from someone calling themselves Tyvis Powell.
Okay.
Says, hi guys, I love you both, even though T-Bone won't do a show with me. Would you two like to go on a diet with me? I think it'll be great. We can impress our wives, LOL. So I just saw the number and I just checked it with my phone. It actually is Tyvus. Just double checked the number.
That's good.
Tyvus, I'm glad that you're texting the burner, buddy.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And yes, I will go on a diet with you.
Tyvus, I'll do that and I will host a show with you. I would love to host a show with you. Also, Mike, I would like to tell you about my friends.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot you.
That's okay. I'd like to tell you about my friends at Able Roof. They'll get the job done in one day with 24-hour turnaround on most jobs. Done in one day, good for a lifetime. How about that? Able Roof has been voted the number one roofing company in Columbus by Consumer Choice Awards, not 1 year in a row, not 2 years in a row, 22 years in a row. Take advantage of the summer promotion before it's over. No payments, no interest until 2026, and save up to $1,000 on a new roof, siding, and windows. Don't put it off. Call Able today, 614-444-ROOF. That's 614-444-ROOF for Able Roof.
Thanks, Bone.
You're welcome, man.
I have many theories on life. You know, I've been alive a while and think I have a handle on how things work.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say that my mind won't be changed or I won't change my mind based on evidence that I see, but... Well, let me just say this. Congratulations to Jake Diebler. He has announced on the socials that he has had a fourth child.
Okay.
Baby boy was born July 2nd. He has two daughters and a son. So now he has two of each.
Okay.
Two boys and two girls.
Congrats to the Dieblers.
Yes, congrats. I have two thoughts here. Here's what he said. He said, "We welcomed our sweet 9-pound, 9-ounce baby boy."
Oh, that's a big boy. That baby's ready to go.
Yes. Sign him to a letter of intent. Praising God for his goodness and blessing our family with another precious soul to love. And then he put a picture up there, and that's very nice. Congratulations to both of them. So big boy, 9 pounds, 9 ounces. Congratulations to mom for handling everything.
Well, sure.
Also, I based on this post, my theory continues to ring true. I have never in my life met anyone with more than three kids who is lukewarm about God.
Well, from that post, I mean, I didn't get anything saying that Jake Diebler was a raging Satanist. So,
that's what I mean. Yes.
Okay. So you're saying
I'm saying that
my theory
holds true.
Okay, that's fair. You know what? I don't disagree with you. I think that's and we stopped at three for that very reason, because I am very lukewarm on the whole thing.
Well, no, you stopped at three. You wanted to stop at two, I think.
Oopsies.
And then you went right to the doctor's office.
Yes, but what a thrilling surprise, Mike. That's the bundle of joy that keeps on giving.
Of course it is.
Can I bring your attention to something that has just come to mind and is disturbing me? And given the fat boyness of this show, I think you are someone that needs to be aware of this. If nothing else, you can lose your mind.
Okay.
This person on Twitter, Noah, not anybody that follows us, but someone who's gotten 450,000 views on this tweet since they posted it. I believe this was yesterday at 2:59 p.m. yesterday. This was posted.
Okay.
And the picture says, it's a picture of food. And the caption is, "Can you eat this in 1 hour with $100,000 on the line?"
Okay.
Let me tell you what is in this particular picture. It is at Culver's. It features what appears to be a medium fountain drink.
All right.
It features what I'm going to say is the Culver's Deluxe Double, okay, with two burger patties, two slices of cheese, tomato, lettuce, presumably the rest of the toppings underneath all that. Then, looks like to me, a large cheese curd, bag of cheese curds,
great,
you know. You know what that is, the crinkly bag. And then you top all that off with, it looks like a chocolate pecan, like a turtle pecan sundae, right? With chocolate, caramel, pecans.
That's it?
And chocolate custard.
That's it?
That's it.
There's not like five burgers you have to have?
That's it.
That's it?
That's what this person posted and said, "Could you finish this in 1 hour for $100,000? Let me tell you, if you set them up and said, "And if you can do this as many times as possible in an hour, I might walk away with $500,000. Like, I might be able to do five of those. If I had to."
The notion that you have to be paid to attempt such a feat.
I'm paying to do this.
Right, we do this all the time.
I went yesterday to Culver's and did not get this, to be fair. We just took the kids yesterday and I got a bacon double butter burger, right? Then I got the large fry. I didn't get the large cheese curds, which those are, I'm going to say, cheese curds, tougher to do, but I would have handled
get
it.
Get the hell out of here.
Well, then fries. Fries are starchy. Cheese has a little more fattiness to them. Anyway, and then I had a large, whatever their biggest size was, concrete at the end of that. With, for what it's worth, I had salted caramel and chocolate chip cookie dough. Little weird combo, but I liked it.
Turns your poo into concrete.
What I'm telling you is, I ate all that yesterday, and then we went to the park.
Did someone give you $100,000?
No! I mean, I had a little bit of a tum-tum ache for the next hour, but then after that, I was good.
Yeah, what you just described to me is a fat guy meal.
This is a delicious meal.
That's a fat guy meal. I'm pulling the pin on a Saturday.
Yeah,
it's a cheat day, whatever it is. That is a fat guy. There's nothing extravagant about that meal.
I'm saying if you are like a super in shape marathon runner who never eats more than, you know, X, Y, or Z, you know, amount of calories in it, you watch everything. You could sit down and eat this no problem. I don't understand what we're talking about here with could you eat this in an hour with $100,000 on the line?
Who is this person?
Their name is Noah.
Noah's an idiot.
6,000 followers, but they went viral with this tweet.
They went viral because they're stupid.
Either that or this is purposeful trolling. I mean, we have to account for that. It could be that this is what the idea was let's put this out there and get everybody mad.
Even Ted could eat that, right? An hour?
Teddy, you could do that in an hour for $100,000?
Yeah, for $100,000, yeah.
I'd eat the person who made it for me for $100,000. Alive.
Oh, it's entirely frustrating that we're now seeing people who post this stuff and are like, oh my gosh, can you believe people? Yes, I can believe that. I saw this as well with New York City. Did you see how we're getting a bad rap from New York City today?
No.
Internationally? Because the mayor there rolled out a new program. For years, New Yorkers have been throwing their trash just on the street, bags of it.
It's working well for you.
Yeah. So what they've said now is, hey, we got a new idea. We're going to say if you live in a building that has between 1 and 9 units in it, you are going to be required to have a trash bin to put your bags of trash in. And so, of course, this goes viral. And around Europe, they're like, have you guys not had trash cans in America? And then, of course, Americans have to stand up and say, no, we have them. We all use them. You're looking at the weirdest city in the world, which you all idolize as being typical America. New York City. It's great. It's got lots of pluses, some minuses, whatever. But it's weird. We all have been throwing our trash in trash cans in America for years. We had a popular children's show character who lived in one of those trash cans, Oscar. I'm just saying, why is New York just now like, you know what we're going to do? Plastic garbage bin. We've been doing that. Everyone's done that except for you, New York.
So how do we get shade?
We're getting shade from the world.
I thought you meant Columbus, Ohio is getting shade.
Like all of America today is getting shade from the world going,
no,
look at these stupid Americans. Look at stupid New York.
When I was in Europe, I was talking to some people. Oh, where you been? I've been to America. Where'd you go? I went to New York, Disney World, and Las Vegas. I said, congratulations, you have not been to America yet. If you want to come to America, let me know. I'll show you.
And you know what? If you live in Britain and I say, oh, I've been to London, you go, oh, you haven't been to Britain, mate. You know, like, you haven't been to England. Like, maybe. You know what? I'm willing to believe that. I'm just telling you, New York City, Disney World, Las Vegas, those are for the tourists. That is not real America.
The segment that's not a segment, yikes, is coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're going to run into a slowdown if you're on southbound 315 between 670 West and Town Street. And we also have some slow-moving traffic on eastbound 33 between 270 Southeast and Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help troubleshoot the likely cause of your pesky check engine light for free and help you save time and money down the road. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Man.
Off topic is on brand. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Monday. So glad you've tuned in. 3 hours a day, every single day. The segment that's not a segment, yikes, is coming up in mere moments. Jason's beef at 5:34. We have declared this week the week of nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're doing nothing. And Thursday, it's our annual No Sports Allowed show. That is Thursday. If you have a friend who hates sports, you've been trying to get him or her to listen to the show. I don't like sports. I'm not gonna. Thursday is the show. Have him listen on Thursday.
Yep.
Are you ready for yikes?
Always.
I often wonder what my response would be during a time of crisis. A 17-year-old from New Hampshire didn't think about anything. He just leapt into action. The place, Lake Winnipesaukee, yes.
Yeah.
Brady Procon, 17 years old, was sitting on his front porch when he heard his dad yell that a boat was out of control in the water. Someone else's boat crashed into it, sending the skipper into the water, and he couldn't get back onto the vessel. Yikes. Brady hopped on his neighbor's jet ski and headed out towards the out-of-control boat. He then jumped from the moving jet ski to the unmanned boat and managed to get it under control before it crashed into anything. Yikes! Brady is set to be shipped off to Navy boot camp in a few months, but before that, I know one thing he's going to be doing, getting laid in New Hampshire. Yikes. That's the title of my book, Laid in New Hampshire.
That's right. They have all those flowers there. I understand exactly what you're saying. So Copa America, I should say, Brazil has a young star named Endrick. Endrick, at the tender age of 16, was signed by Real Madrid, one of the biggest clubs in the world. They paid him a staggering amount of money. He is not eligible to go to Real Madrid until he turns 18, which will be later this month. Meanwhile, though, he has played in about 10 matches for his home country of Brazil, and one of those was the game against Uruguay.
Uruguay!
Where they unfortunately lost, and Uruguay advanced.
Uruguay.
If you're a fan of Brazil, that's unfortunate for you. Endrick played this entire game. Again, he's 17-year-old. Everyone thinks the world of this guy. He's supposed to be one of the future soccer stars of Brazil.
All right.
They track everything in soccer. It was found that in this game, he only attempted 5 passes. When you think about soccer, right? The ball bounces. There's hundreds and hundreds of completed passes in every match for each team. He only attempted 5, so he didn't see the ball a lot. He only completed 1 of the 5 passes, Mike. That's bad, but what's worse is when you find out what it was, he was the guy on the opening kickoff who kicked the ball back to his teammate to start the game. That's the completed pass. This is the biggest star, one of the biggest stars coming up in soccer, and he had that poor of a game. He's got a long time to turn it around, though, but otherwise, yikes.
I know the folks on the YouTube chat, they love soccer, so I'm going to follow Bone's soccer story up with another soccer story here. France, they've made it to the semifinals of the Euro 2024 tournament, but they haven't been playing that great. In fact, they didn't score any non-penalty kick goals in regulation time. Yikes! They beat Austria on an own goal, had a scoreless tie against the Netherlands, scored on a penalty kick against Poland, beat Belgium on an own goal, and then beat Portugal on PKs. They are the equivalent of the Iowa football team in this tournament. Yikes. So I would take the under in their semifinal game against Spain tomorrow night. Yikes.
Georgia football has a problem with dudes getting arrested while driving, so they've decided to be proactive about it. No, they are not making all their incoming freshmen listen to scary stories of what can happen to you if you don't follow the rules. They've opted for something entirely new. They're only recruiting people who cannot fit into a car. Yikes. Here are the measurements of all the incoming freshmen on the Georgia offensive line. Ready?
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you names. 6'6", 365. 6'7", 335, 6'5", 335, 6'8", 391, 6'7.5", 336, 6'6", 320, and 6'10", 300. It's a wow. Beanpole, but yikes.
That's pretty good. In the West, Mike, you may have heard they're having a heat wave. It's nice and cool here. But there, it's been super hot.
Nice and cool here?
I'm being sarcastic. Oh, okay. Yes, but not everywhere. but a long-running heat wave that has already shattered previous records across the U.S. persisted on Sunday, baking parts of the West with dangerous temperatures. The excessive heat warning, the National Weather Service's highest alert, was in effect for about 36 million people, or 10% of the population of the U.S. Yikes! Dozens of locations in the West and the Pacific Northwest tied or broke previous heat records. That was the case over the weekend in Northern California, which surpassed 110 degrees in many areas. The city of Redding topped out at a record 119. That's Redding, California, not yet in Death Valley, but we'll get there. Phoenix set a new daily record Sunday for the warmest low temperature it has ever had on this date at 92.
That's refreshing.
The low
refreshing.
Was 92. Yikes. Death Valley was predicted to get up to 130, possibly, which would set all kinds of records for not just there, but around the world.
The dry heat, though.
Sadly, Death Valley did not get to 130. They only managed a paltry 128 degrees above zero Fahrenheit. Yikes! It's too hot even for me, Teddy. Too hot!
What do you think the temperature is in Scotland tomorrow? Dunkeld, Scotland.
I'm going to say 59 degrees.
You know what? Right on, homie.
Yeah!
Rainy, I didn't even look. 59.
Yeah!
I'm going.
I'm not, but still.
I'm going!
You know what? That's give me 59.
If it's
59,
between that and Death Valley?
59 and 129, then yeah, I'm with you. Sure.
Scottish Open this week, too.
Oh, there you go. Yes!
Oh, there we go.
All right, the Padres, they beat the Diamondbacks 10-8 in a crazy finish on Friday night. The Padres, they were down 7-2 in the ninth. The Diamondbacks were down 7-2 in the ninth. They scored six runs to take an 8-7 the lead. But then the Padres, they scored three in the ninth, including a walk-off home run by Manny Machado to win the game. So that ninth inning, it had a grand slam, a go-ahead home run, a game-tying home run, and a walk-off home run. It's the first time in Major League history that four different players accomplished those four feats in the same inning of the same game. Yikes.
A 36-year-old woman went missing in Indonesia after leaving the house to get medicine for her sick child. If you think this story gets better, it doesn't.
Oh, boy.
Her husband went looking for her. He found her slippers and pants on the ground outside, but she was nowhere to be found. He then spotted a huge python with a very big belly.
Oh, no.
He became suspicious, so he and some other neighbors killed the snake and cut it open. His wife was in there, dead.
Oh, no.
Swallowed whole. Yikes. This is the second time in around a month that a woman has been swallowed by a python in the area. Yikes. So scratch Indonesia off of my vacation list. Yikes.
As it turns out, a new study by a scientist, so not all the scientists, says that consuming just one alcoholic beverage per day, whether it be a pint of beer, a glass of wine, or a shot of your favorite spirit, could shorten your lifespan by approximately 2.5 months, according to Dr. Tim Stockwell of the Canadian Institute for Substance Use Research. They told the Daily Mail that those who drink significantly more alcohol than that, about 35 beverages a week, could slash 2 years off their lifespan. Tyvis Powell will live forever. Meanwhile, I am already lived past my due date. Yikes!
2.5 months. Who the hell cares?
I know.
Have a glass of wine with your dinner and shut the hell up, all these people.
Yeah, no kidding.
I know the secret of life. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't hear about you living to be 120. Kiss my ass.
Two people living equal amounts of time, and then one of them lives 2.5 months longer, but they've never had a drink, and the other person's like enjoying themselves.
Yeah, I'm not saying pickle your liver, be irresponsible,
no, but I'd
drink
rather,
away your hopes and dreams. But
I'll take the last 2.5 months off.
Yeah, give me a
That's
break.
Fine. Yeah.
All right, it's been a tough time for Chicago sports fans these days. The Bears, they finished in last place this season. The Bulls finished with a below 500 record and just traded one of their best players. Yikes. The Blackhawks, they finished in last place. Yikes. The Cubs are in last place. Yes. And the Common Man, your White Sox, they're also in last place. Yikes.
Last place in the whole league.
Yeah.
Not just the division. Is there more to that?
No, that's it.
They're
all yikes.
Yikes. There you go.
Love it. However, you know what? There is someone playing for Chicago.
Who's that?
It's not a yikes. Actually, it's a positive yikes, and I'm going to talk about this person coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're looking at some slow traffic on southbound 315 between 670 West and Town Street. And slow traffic is causing about a 5-minute delay on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East and West split. This report is sponsored by Audible. Why not escape the traffic with Audible? Immerse yourself in new worlds, stories, and ideas with an incredible selection of audiobooks, podcasts, and originals. There's more to imagine when you listen. Sign up for a free trial at audible.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Today's special value is 3 hours of stupid. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Hello.
The Schmitz Cardale Jones celebrity softball game is coming. Why picnic when you can Schmitznick? It's presented by Monogram Homes, Saturday, July 20th, 6:30 p.m. at Huntington Park. It's current Ohio State football players against former Ohio State football players. Former players scheduled to play. Cardale Jones is the captain. Okay?
Okay.
Tyvis Powell will promise to hit a home run, but he won't. Devir Posey, James Laurinaitis, Boom Heron. Current players scheduled to play. Emeka Abuka. Jack Sawyer, Will Howard, Devin Brown, and more. Tickets are only $10, are available today at BuckeyeCruise.com. As a matter of fact, how would you like a family 4-pack of tickets?
Oh, look at that.
Yes, how about number 12 right now in honor of Cardale Jones? 614-821-9710 gets a 4-pack of tickets to the Cardale Jones Celebrity Softball Game, Saturday, July 20th at Huntington Park. What was I going to say to you? Oh. Angel Reese, who plays for the Chicago Sky?
Yes.
Yes. Has 13 consecutive double-doubles. That is a WNBA record. Again, she is a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
She has set a record for consecutive double-doubles. You know, I know that she's become, you know, talking points, just like Caitlin Clark has become a talking point. But I think it's also important to point out what these ladies are doing.
Yeah.
I mean, they played an entire regular season, played deep into their postseason, had 2 seconds to sit down, right, before training camp and preseason and getting ready for this. Now they're in the middle of another full season, and these rookies are doing things like this.
Yeah. I was watching a little bit of the Fever taking on the New York Liberty this past weekend, and I saw Caitlin Clark. I think that's her first. She had a triple-double. And I believe it's her first, but I think it's also the first time ever that a WNBA rookie has had a triple-double. So let her live. But that context is important, right? That you are talking about now maybe some other players in the WNBA. I know some of them play overseas and have a full season over there and then come over here and play in the WNBA. But you're right. I mean, women's basketball starts, what, in late October, early November here, college basketball? And then for those players that you're mentioning and many others who are drafted this year, they've played pretty much, what is that, 9-10 straight months of basketball?
Yeah.
Which, not that that's, I mean, they're professionals. They signed up for this. This is, they're paid to do it.
They're new professionals, too. They're learning a new league.
Well, that's why I find, like, that whole thing with Caitlin Clark at the beginning where she wasn't having her best game, she wasn't putting in, like, the most ridiculous numbers ever. People were freaking out about that. People have made fun of like Angel Reese because she does occasionally have that thing where she has a little bit of a Dennis Rodman type of, you know, stat line where you'll see she gets a bunch of rebounds and a bunch of points. And part of that is because she's missed a layup and grabs her own rebound, makes it again. All right. She is a rookie playing in this league. And I love how people think the WNBA, because they've just decided to watch women's sports, now the WNBA is trash other than these people they know, like Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese. They should just waltz in there and throw it down and have no problems being the best of the best. What they are doing is very impressive, to your point. The fact they're doing it with all those miles is also impressive.
Just the stamina aspect of it.
yeah,
impresses me.
But then you add on to it that they're playing in a league where you're playing pros now. You're playing, everyone in this league was a star when they came to the WNBA in college. And women's basketball has obviously been at an elite level for a very long time in this country. So, yeah, I think it warrants mentioning when you have someone. How many did you say she had in a row? Double doubles?
13.
13 double doubles in a row. That's pretty good.
Never been done. Never been done in the history of the WNBA.
And like I said, Caitlin Clark just threw down a triple double for the first time ever for a rookie. And by the way, her team came back and won. They beat the Liberty and I think gave them only their fourth loss of the season. Liberty are like 20-3 before this game, which was in Indiana, but still it was a great win for them. I'm telling you, this is fun to watch. I'm enjoying watching these games and seeing what some of the rookies are doing.
Back when I was a kid, back when I was banging, 1992 was probably the height of my kid fandom, right?
Okay.
I mean, that was... Bulls had just won their second championship in a row. They beat Portland. And then that summer was Dream Team.
Oh, that's right.
92. That summer was Barcelona Olympics in 92. And I remember Michael Jordan played all 82 games for the Bulls, played the entire postseason, obviously into June,
yeah,
right? Had like 2 weeks, went to the Olympics, led the Dream Team in minutes. Mm-hmm. Per game. As a matter of fact, I think Michael was first in minutes. Scotty was third. And then Clyde Drexler, who also played in the finals, was fourth.
Yeah.
In minutes.
That's insane.
And they all played in all 82 games that year.
My God.
Plus every postseason game.
That's right. And who's going to tell Michael Jordan, sorry, you can't, I need to take you. Like, I know Chuck Daly was the coach of that team. Even he's not going to be able to say, sorry, Mike, you got to sit down here. Like, Michael Jordan is calling his own number when it comes to playing on the Dream Team. He gets to pick how long he's out there.
And look, I'm not saying, like, oh, it would kill the teams of today, because I don't necessarily think that's the case. I think it's two different NBA products. But back in 92, they beat the hell out of each other for 82 games.
It was very physical. Yeah. I think that's an entirely good comparison to make. That seeing what we're seeing is impressive, even if maybe... If you weren't a big Michael Jordan fan, you had to be impressed with everything.
Impressed by the stamina, especially now that we know he slept 2.5 hours a night. And he was gambling every night.
Yeah, the gambling
stuff. Smoking cigars.
I thought that when people were like, oh, did you know he did all this? It's like, no, but it makes the legend even more crazy that he did all of this. Imagine if he had proper diet and nutrition. Yeah, he might have dropped 50 a game. We have no idea what he would have done.
Let's talk about a dumb baseball injury coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're looking at a slowdown if you're on northbound 71. On the north side, between 670 and 17th Avenue. And stop-and-go traffic is causing a five-minute delay on westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70. This report is sponsored by Audible. Why not escape the traffic with Audible? Immerse yourself in new words, stories, and ideas with an incredible selection of audiobooks, podcasts, and originals. There's more to imagine when you listen. Sign up for a free trial at audible.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Your undisputed leader in talking about nothing. This is Man and Bone.
You know, whenever you like, you can text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. Here is a text. Ran into a fellow listener, Quentin, who was listening to the Weekend Pod on his phone today around noon.
Okay.
I dropped a go to hell and went back out to my van and came back in and we chatted. He seldom gets to listen live, but listens religiously, his words. I told him I made my Twitter name Muggsy's Leaper, and he says, no way, you're Muggsy's Leaper? I was awkwardly embarrassed yet proud. Really stroked my ego. Cheers to you, Quentin. I hope you read this to give him a shout out. Nothing pleases me more than when our listeners meet each other in the wild.
I am such a big fan of that. And just because I am someone who listened to radio shows and plenty of, like, you know, niche things growing up, where if I found out someone else back in the day had heard the Fabulous Sports Babe, I was like, oh yeah, someone else
who doing on it.
Right. I mean, I think that that's cool. I mean, if I find out, you know, I like a lot of weird bands, Mike, a lot of bands that are maybe not getting regular radio play. If I find out somebody else likes some of those bands, we've instantly got a connection, because I know, oh, you like something that I like that I know not everyone does. So with this stupid show, I know it's not everybody's cup of tea, but if you listen to it and you like it, well, we like you. And then if you find that someone else likes it, you're probably going to have a lot in common, or at least you're going to have that in common, and that gets you started.
I had something this weekend, and Kristen said,
just so you know, the person's house they were going to, huge fan. Listens every single day.
So I'm like, all right, I got to get ready for this now, you know, which is, look, I love that he listens every single day.
I know what you're saying.
It's just, you got to go as Common Man. You can't go as Mike.
Well, even that, it's like, this is, we love the show. We love everything we do. This is our job. So there are days when you want to get away from work. And then when you start talking about it in your off time, it seems a little tiny smidge like work. Now, thankfully, our job is not working in a coal mine.
Right.
So that's good. But I know what you mean.
So that's fine. So she's told me, I put myself in the mental headspace. I'm going to have to do, you know, the salada papadillas and the, you know, answer questions about stuff. So we're talking, we meet these people, we're talking to these people. They're very gracious to us. And I was there for 3 hours and he didn't say jack squat to me.
Well, you thank God
any of it.
Thank God you didn't lean in with it like, hey, my, you just walk in and start making your noises.
So then the joke is, I said to Kristen in the car on the way home, you know, this dude was a very nice guy, but said nothing to me about the show, anything like that.
That's weird. His wife says all he does is talk about you.
Fast forward, he thought Anthony Rothman was coming to the party. He doesn't care about me.
He's like, oh no, this is the guy.
Now, if I knew
employed.
That, I would have done my Rothman. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for inviting me over. You should get the subs there from Jimmy John's. What the hell are you doing there?
You should have done alternate universe Anthony Rothman. You're like, hey, you ever been to one of those like big box stores where they sell the pets? I think it's great.
Yeah.
Definitely don't adopt. Buy a new one.
I got a puppy mill right in the backyard.
Yeah, again, obviously not with Rothman.
So I prepped for this. I got ready for it. And then nothing.
Can I tell you, that has happened to me occasionally, where I will be told that someone that we're going to go have a conversation with or whatever is a big fan of the show, and then you wait for it, and you're kind of thinking it's going to happen. It doesn't fully happen, but then someone around will bring it up and say, oh, well, you know, he works on the radio, and it's like, oh, what station? And the person I think is going to be very interested, like, oh, okay, yeah, I've listened. That's great. And then you'll have other people go, you're on a sports station? So you talk about what? The Boston Celtics? What do you talk about? And it's just like, no, we talk about the Buckeyes and the Browns and
mostly food and poo.
Yeah. And then but then I will start trying, because you can tell this person has no idea what we do. And they're like, oh, so what do you think about baseball? Can you tell me what you think about the Tampa Bay Rays? And yes. I'm like, I have no thoughts. I have no thoughts on them. I don't have to think about them. I think they're great. I hope they continue to thrive as a ball club. I don't know. What do you want from me? That's the part where people are like, oh, you work in sports radio? I know what that is. No, you don't. If you don't listen to this show, you don't know what we actually do, and that's fine. But that's why I like meeting people who have heard the show, because then we can at least tell them about stuff that we do, because they know. They've heard. They know how stupid we are.
Think about it from this guy's perspective, though. He got all excited thinking that Rothman was coming, then I show up.
Oh, that would be
like this guy.
Well, that would be very different.
Peepee, no worky, right?
Now, if I was in that situation, I could at least find. I know Rothman likes auto racing. Maybe this guy also liked auto racing. I'd try to find a way. I like dogs. I could have done that.
I mean, I just talk to him like a human.
No, throw that out.
No. Sorry.
You got to have an angle. You got to find an angle at all times.
There was a time that Dom Tiberi was out, and Dom said someone came up to him and said, hey, congratulations on your retirement.
What the hell do you know that I don't know? Retirement?
Like, yeah, you're Clay Hall, aren't you?
Shut the hell up! That's the guy from Channel 6!
By the way, I saw something today. Clay Hall was on a commercial.
I know, he's cashing in.
Well, you know what? Let him live. Because I don't know if people know this, like the local people on the news, I don't think they're allowed to do that.
No, they're not. It's ridiculous, actually. So
it is.
When the Crew won the championship, what was it, 2020? Yeah, 2020. They sent over, like, bottles of champagne.
Yeah, with their logo on it. They're done up in
etched in
silver.
You know, right,
yeah.
Everything.
Very nice.
So they sent them over to, you know, our staff and also the 10TV staff. So, like, Dave Holmes, who was here at the time, got a bottle of champagne.
Right.
And he had it on his desk. And the news director was walking through and said, what is that? He says, well, the Crew sent over this bottle of champagne. You can't keep that. That's a conflict of interest. You can't keep it. It's like, what do you mean I can't keep it? I'm not doing a commercial. I'm not going to bring it on the air and say, look what the Crew gave me. They had to give it back.
Yeah, the journalistic ethics there is that if you receive a gift from somebody you cover, even if it's something as simple as that, then that somehow could compromise your coverage.
I'm wearing a Crew shirt right now that they gave me for free because I asked for it.
I was protesting the team leaving. Like, I was on stage yelling about it. I don't know. I was pretty vocal about my support of the team, but... We don't do journalism, Mike. We're just commentators. So
it's like, let me ask you a question though.
Yeah.
You think Tabari considers himself a journalist or is he a sports anchor?
I mean, at his heart and his core, he knows journalism is the job, but yeah, he's here at this stage in his career. He is presenting you the sports news and he's trying to entertain you to that point. I think way more than he's saying, I got to go dig and find all these stories. He has sources. He can get news.
Right. My point
but
is,
he's trying to entertain you.
Would you think differently of Dom Tabari if, you know, he showed up in a radio commercial saying, hey, Dom Tabari here for so-and-so's pizza?
No.
No, why can't he do that? Supplement his income.
Well, you know what? Then I guess if he ever has to cover best pizzas in Columbus,
then he recuses himself.
Sorry, I can't. I got that deal with the pizza place. Fine. But if he's not on the pizza beat, then let him do a pizza endorsement.
Meanwhile, the radio whores are like, what else? What more? Want to pay us some more money? What do you got?
I felt so bad because we will sometimes get food brought here by, you know, some of the people who you hear on the air who are, you know, they're sponsoring the shows. They will sometimes drop off food for us as a nice gesture. And the news guys will all look at it like, wish we could get a little piece of that sweet action over there. Like, they're just so like, can we touch it? Will we burn up and go to journalism hell? They don't know what to do with it. And I feel bad for them because we're getting it all the time over here.
Meanwhile, Common Man here for sex change. Are you looking to get it done? Smooth down there? Use promo code Common Man and get half off your eunuch transformation.
Smooth down there. That's good.
Weird baseball injury. So, look, baseball players always do this because they're stupid. Colton Brewer is a pitcher for the Cubs.
It would have been better if he was a pitcher for the Brewers, but go ahead.
Colton Brewer.
Yeah.
Nephew of Jim Brewer.
Good.
I don't know that.
No, it's not. No.
He's been placed on the 60-day injured list because of a broken left hand. How did that happen? Well, he did not have a good outing, went into the dugout and punched the dugout wall where he broke his hand.
Seems bad.
Yes. He told reporters on Sunday, quote, my intention wasn't to break my hand, end quote.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to believe him on that. I'm going to think he didn't punch the wall thinking this will put me on the 60-day DL.
I remember, what year was it? One of the years where the White Sox actually had something going on. Ozzie was still managing. They had a guy playing outfield who had an all-time career year, Carlos Quinton.
Okay.
Okay, who you probably don't remember.
I don't remember the name, but...
But anyway, sure. He was having an all-time great season. Hitting for power. He was like the meat of that lineup that year.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember it was a game in August. He struck out. This is going to be a postseason team. Carlos Quinton's the best player. In frustration, he punches his bat as he's walking back to the dugout. Breaks his hand.
Sure.
Out for the rest of the year. Not only did the White Sox obviously do nothing because he couldn't play, he never had any year close to that, ever. Now, maybe that would have been the case anyway. You know, He finishes up the year, and then that was a one-year fluke, and he comes back to normal the next year. But can you imagine living with that for your entire life, thinking, what would my career had been if I didn't punch the bat?
Mm-hmm. No, I can't imagine how you would go through life thinking maybe I was on the verge of a giant contract.
Yeah,
maybe
exactly.
I was going to do great. Who you don't know. I've always wondered why sports teams don't have, like, you know, those rooms that people can go to where you can pay $50 and take a baseball bat to, like, a TV or a lamp. Have you ever seen those?
They're, it's like, called Johnny Depp's hotel room.
No, they're, you can pay. It's sanctioned. It's like old TVs no one wants.
I've never seen this.
No, you can pay. You would. I think you should.
I'd love to
Common
go.
Man here for breakstuff.com. Whatever. I don't know. Don't go to that website. I have no idea what it is. All I'm saying is that's what I think Major League ball clubs and really sports teams, they need that somewhere in the arena. Say you miss like three free throws right in a row right before halftime of like an NBA game and it's a big deal and you're just so pissed off and you need to get that energy out. Go somewhere where you can just, I don't know, take a bat to like an old television. Or maybe it's something as simple as you get those like those stand-up little boxing men that like the Taibo people used to use where you just punch something, right? You just need something to get your aggression out and then you're good. And then you go back
Taibo,
to focus.
What's Billy Blanks doing? Just have him show up, punch him in the face.
I don't
he
know.
Just stands he there and smiles punched. At you.
Well, you know what? Our guy Schlegel, he has those, the difference, right? The little, the hand thing that he uses. It's basically like a wall mounted tackling dummy where you can put your hand there and push it and it springs back. It gives some resistance. It's to teach guys how to like put their hands in the right place when they're blocking. Why not have something like that in a, you know, I don't know, in a dugout where you just walk up and then punch that thing? I'm sure it would give you some resistance. I'm sure it would get your aggression out. But then you would still not break your hand, hopefully. Do something.
I haven't seen Schlegel in a while.
I don't know what he... I mean, I know he's on Morning Juice occasionally. I haven't talked to him in a while.
I either. Like watching dudes.
That's what it was. You were just waiting for that. By the way...
That'd be like somebody running up and just kicking me right in the sack. I'd be like, what did Sam Dickens just happen? Bam!
I will say, if you're saying maybe these sports athletes could not punch things when they're mad... I understand, but also it happens every year. At least a handful of people get injured just punching walls for no reason. We should give them something to punch.
What? There was one about stroking dudes.
I love grass.
No, not that.
Yeah,
one.
It was he stroked a guy with his hands.
I know, but I don't
right?
know where it is. I can't find it.
What do you mean? He was talking to, what other options are there? Tell me what's on.
I got
there.
I love grass. I like cut things short. This Play one. That.
They cut our thing short today.
There's that. I like watching dudes. We did that.
Yeah.
The other one, I don't have the one that I want.
You don't have any more?
No.
There's no other Schlegel. It's all gone.
Well, not under Schlegel, maybe under Schlegs or...
Oh, we'll see it in
some other variety.
That's if someone's deleted that from the system, I'm going to
be
mad.
Fired.
Yes, they should be fired, and we should probably press charges, because that's gold.
Teddy,
you stole,
you can find
you
the
stole
one with the
gold out of our account.
Hands. Thank you.
Because if everybody forgets, the week before, he stroked a dude. With his hands. I mean, like, made him leave the game.
What's it labeled?
Stroked the dude.
Thank you, Teddy.
I don't know why, but the topper on that one is made him leave the game. It's like, well, after all that, he sounds exhausted.
Stroked.
I bet. Yeah.
The dude or a dude?
Stroked a dude
stroked
with his hands.
Stroked with an ED there.
Hey,
the dude.
Stroked
knocked
the
him
dude.
Out, yeah.
Got it.
Knocked him
past
out of the game.
Past tense.
Ryan Day gets himself a 5-star. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
We have slow-moving traffic on southbound 270 on the east outer belt between Livingston Avenue and I-70, and another slowdown if you're on westbound 161 between Johnstown Road and Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Put-in Bay Chamber of Commerce. Look out for Put-in Bay, the island getaway you've been waiting for. Be it a day or a weekend, you can enjoy all sorts of shops, dining, and entertainment. Plan your perfect trip today at visitputinbay.com. Have a nice day at Put-in Bay. I'm Nicole for 97.1. The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face. As I do the deed, and the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Barely famous, incredibly stupid. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Monday. Jason's beef. At 5:34, it is the week of nothing.
Well, I got some nothing for you.
Yes.
I recently had an experience where I watched a movie, and I don't usually do this, where I got about halfway through it and said, I can't finish this. It's just taking too long. And I have a fairly good attention span, but this Killers of the Flower Moon.
You were reading the book.
I read the book and loved it. I mean, I read the whole thing in like 3 or 4 days, which is unusual for me. Could not put it down. The book is fascinating. A horrible story, but very well told in this book. So I thought, okay, well, there's a movie about this. Maybe I'll watch the movie and see what I think. And I got to tell you, man, this has Martin Scorsese directed this movie. You got...
Leo's in it, right?
Leo DiCaprio is in it. Robert De Niro is in it.
Big stars.
Bunch of names. And then even like, I think Jack White has like a cameo in it. They got a bunch of non-actors to also like, they just wanted to be in this thing, right? It's a very interesting story. But I'm watching this and I'm watching Leo DiCaprio kind of pretend to be like a bumbling cowpoke. Mm. I'm watching Robert De Niro try to do a Western accent or whatever, like a, hey, how you doing over there? Like he's trying to do that kind of accent. And you know, Robert De Niro usually is the big New York tough guy accent that he has. That fights throughout the whole thing. But I got about halfway through this and I'm like, this movie's 3+ hours long. And I think the problem with Martin Scorsese now, I think the problem with some of these directors is that there's no one there to be like, hey, man, I get what you're trying to do. You can knock an hour out of this thing easy. This is too much for this thing. You could tell this story a lot quicker.
93% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I know. It got nominated for every Academy Award.
People like it.
Well, that's fine. I'm telling you, that's one that I just have you. I could not finish watching it. I could not finish watching it because I just, maybe I'll go back and finish it at some point. But I watched an hour and a half and I'm like, when can we get this going a little bit? Because it was just every scene took forever to explain what was happening.
Oh, man, I liked it. Have you seen it?
Daddy, did you watch this movie?
It was great.
I don't think so. No.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's 3 hours. It's a haul. Timmy's in there. Speaking of hauls.
I didn't see Timmy all day. Timmy's been Mr. Meeting all day long.
Oh, my God.
What are you in these meetings for?
He was Zooming. How about a 3-hour Zoom call? I guess you could watch a 3-hour movie after that Zoom call, couldn't you?
I could.
Yeah.
I really could. Rebuilding the station, apparently.
Okay. Do we need to be rebuilt?
No.
Okay.
No, I think so.
But we're going to do it anyway.
Okay, that's fine. I must have missed that.
Because you know what they say.
That's what we do.
The emails that say we've never had better ratings ever.
Well, you know what they say.
We're building!
If it ain't broke, tinker with it endlessly until it is.
Yeah!
That's what they say. Yes. Did you ever see
my replacement? Please say yes.
The candidate doesn't exist.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. What a great answer. What a great answer
was. Bone, go ahead.
Please keep doing what you're doing.
I was just going to ask you guys, has there been a movie anytime recently that you can recall walking out, like stopping midway or just not finishing?
Well, I don't go to movies now, so everything I watch.
You're talking about streaming, obviously.
Like, I'll watch the first 10 minutes and then turn everything off. I hate everything.
I watched that Killers of the Flower Moon, Timmy. I watched that movie for...
No bueno?
Well, I read the book, so I already knew the story.
That's the Scorsese thing, right?
Yeah, but I got like an hour. I'm in an hour and a half in. It's 3 hours long, and I'm like, oh my gosh. How long are we going to take to get to the parts that are good? And every scene was just like, I don't know. Well, shoot. You know, and it's just like, great. Can we say what's going on?
It's like that Korean movie that I watched, Past Lives, where they're just staring at each other.
Well, there's a whole, they're like,
do something.
Nothing happens.
Every scene, every scene, it felt like, because Robert De Niro is like the leader of this little family, and he's got this guy, Ernest, that he's working with. That's Leo's character. And half the movie is him going, now, hey, man. When you talk to these Native American people now, hey, they got their ways, and you got to be cautious around them. And he's like, oh, is that so? He's like, yeah, this is the 18th time I'm going to tell you this in the last half hour. I'm going to say it again in the next scene. It's just like, can we do something other than tell people the setup of this movie? Can we get it going? 800 Academy Award nominations for this movie. I didn't understand at all how you can't trim an hour out of this thing.
What, did Costanza direct this thing? Everybody's doing something.
Oh.
We'll do nothing. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Here's, this might offend some people, but we all have a movie like this. I flipped on Fight Club about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Okay.
Terrible. God awful.
I haven't seen it since it came out.
Talk about do something. It's just Ed Norton just going around all these self-help groups. Got no idea what the hell is going on. It's dark. It's drab. Doing the voiceover. I hate that. The voiceover.
Oh, you didn't like the voiceover?
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, voiceovers. I mean, that's a...
Doesn't Meatloaf have breasts, though?
Yes. Putting his face into the bosoms of some giant dude. That movie sucks.
Wow.
You okay. know what, though?
That's good.
I like the strong opinions, Timmy.
It's been a while since I've watched Fight Club. I got to go back and watch it now.
I haven't seen it since it came out. I may watch it now and agree with you,
now
Timmy.
Now when I see stupid bar of soap with the name Fight Club on it, you can shove that where the sun don't shine.
By the way, I'm glad you've given Mike another movie to not watch. Because he's already backed up on Star Wars now. No, and now he's going to watch Fight Club.
I'm going to watch Star Wars. God. I just haven't gotten to it yet.
It's just the Fight Club thing. They're going to be going, well, you just don't understand, you know, what they're trying to do. Like, there's all these analogies and hidden meanings. I don't care.
No, I can.
I don't want it.
I'm telling you, I read this Killers of the Flower Moon book in like 3 days. The story's awesome. And then Martin Scorsese gets the book and was like, you know what I'm going to do? Take the most boring aspects of this story and highlight them for 3 hours.
Can I talk about the five-star recruit that the Buckeyes got?
Oh, yeah. Who'd they get?
All right. Football, five-star linebacker. Laurinaitis was excited about this dude.
Oh, I saw that.
Riley Pettyjohn.
Okay.
6'1", 215 from McKinney, Texas. He is a five-star guy, fourth-ranked linebacker in the 2025 class, number 31 player overall. So Laurinaitis and the Buckeyes get themselves a five-star linebacker for 2025. He had scholarship offers from everyone, including all the Texas schools, because that's where he's from.
Beautiful.
Let him live.
That's why we need to get the linebacking game up as high as it can go here, and I'm hoping Laurinaitis can help us do that.
He also hates Fight Club.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
The book or the movie?
Everything.
I think it was Chuck Palahniuk, I believe. I don't know. I think that's who wrote that book.
Oh.
I think that's Timmy Jarita.
Didn't he turn out to be sort of a weird guy?
Did he? I don't know.
I think so.
Oh. Well, that's...
Like, he may have been at January 6th.
Not surprising, based on the movie.
Why, when you said weird guy, I didn't know if you meant eight people or had a lot of, come to my van. Like, I didn't know which way we were talking weird. That's a different weird.
Jason's Beef with our guy Jason Stark coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You'll hit some slow-moving traffic if you're on southbound 270 on the east outer belt between Livingston Avenue and I-70, and another slowdown on eastbound 70 on the east side between Hamilton Road and 270. This report is sponsored by RockTheCountry.com. Rock the Country 2024 is coming, July 26th and 27th, starring Jason Aldean, Kid Rock, and many more at Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center grounds. On sale now at RockTheCountry.com. Made for people who love this country. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
He likes baseball. He likes solar eclipses. He likes Shohei Ohtani. But he loves roast beef sandwiches. It's time for Jason's Beef with everyone's favorite baseball writer, podcaster, author, and former mustache owner, Jason Stark.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
If there is a Hall of Fame out there, Jason Stark is in it. He joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, my friend.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I think you are in my high school's Hall of Fame.
I just been expelled from my wife's grilling Hall of Fame, though. She wanted help.
What happened?
And she wanted help today, and I said, nope, I got to talk to my friends from Columbus, Ohio.
Mm. Oh, well, we are sad that we're interrupting some good grilling time.
What is she making?
We went to Cava a few years ago, and we took this cooking class where they teach you how to make it's kind of a combination of guacamole and with grilled vegetables, fun stuff, tomatoes, onions, peppers. There's some eggplant I think she throws in there, and she turns it into all kinds of fun stuff.
Oh, I got to be honest. If we ask Jason about his readings of the Kama Sutra, I think we may not have had as uncomfortable of an answer from him as what we just.
Well, is everything I'm trying to justify?
Do you not like this?
Why,
guacamole?
In the middle of the afternoon, she's trying to grill these vegetables.
I didn't know if
I
you
don't know.
Do you not like this guacamole, Jason? Is this uncomfortable?
No, I love it. I like it a lot. Just I'm kind of busy, and you like. You guys know how it is. Like, you have stuff that you try to do, but then elsewhere in the household, there are other priorities. That's me.
I understand that.
So I run afoul of those other priorities from time to time.
You wanted to talk to us. She wanted you to grill the zucchini.
That's where we're at. I'm glad you even asked.
Hey, I got a question for you. Why don't they wear the regular uniforms in the All-Star game?
Yeah, this is... I mean, what? Why?
Yeah, because they're stupid, and I hate them.
You hear the cash registers ringing? I mean, obviously, MLB has the right to try to make money off the uniforms, but the way it always worked, that seemed like it accomplished the goal. If they wore the generic league unis on workout day and in the derby, why did that not accomplish the marketing that they're looking for? Many people watch the derby. It's the most watched baseball event of the summer on ESPN. So you do that on workout day, and then you can leave the tradition in place of every player wearing his own uniform in the actual game, because that is cool. So Rob Manfred saying he didn't understand the appeal of that is not one of his finest moments. I have a friend who's in radio who says all the time, the essence of baseball's appeal is everything that makes it different from the other sports, and it should lean into its differences from the other sports, namely its history. You know any radio guys who think that?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, it's exactly right.
Lean into the fact that you are different. You are Major League Baseball. From a visual standpoint, it's awesome to tune in and see everybody wearing their own uniforms. And I know they want to sell stuff, but like you pointed out, they would wear these during BP. They would wear them during workout days. They would sell them then. And I don't know, maybe if you're just a person and you tune into the All-Star game, like, wow, that Juan Soto, he's pretty good. Maybe I'll go out and buy his regular jersey. You're still accomplishing that feat, right? Selling a jersey to someone.
Yes, but people could buy that jersey anytime. The Juan Soto All-Star jersey is a one of a kind, and that's what they're into, one of a kind.
Yeah.
You and I agree. We don't need to argue.
No, I just, the last thing I was going to say on this is, does Rob Manfred, is there a way we can get him to understand that the people who buy All-Star jerseys, like the specific one, they're the people who buy any variant that you're getting, right? Anytime you have a camo jersey or a 4th of July thing or whatever you do with different hats, they're buying that stuff. Anybody else who's going to buy that jersey, if anything, like you said, it all goes to the same place, doesn't it? If they buy his regular jersey or his All-Star game, doesn't it all go to Major League Baseball's bottom line?
It does all go to the same place. Just the objective is, on this one night, you can sell a thing that otherwise you would never sell. So that's the thinking. We just don't agree with it.
I appreciate you defending an indefensible position.
I'm just telling you what they're doing. I
know.
I wouldn't do it.
I know
them.
I understand. Name dropping with
No. Hello? That's Wednesday.
We have another segment called Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer. That's not you. This is
I know Jeff.
Oh God. You don't know Jeff.
Wait, did I just drop Jeff's name?
You did. This is so good. Oh, Jason's beef with our guy Jason Stark on the Brian Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline is what I meant to say. Jason, I have a question about the Hall of Fame, which I know you're in, and I also have a question about your article you wrote for The Athletic about the guys in Major League Baseball right now who are likely to go to the Hall of Fame. You had a category called Across the 50 in this article where you are talking about the guys who are in right now, guys who are in the red zone that are close to getting in, and then the guys who are across the 50. They're on their way if they keep progressing. And you had a fact in that part of the article about Aaron Judge that I had no idea about. I don't think I have to jog your memory on that, but I can if you need me to.
That was the most shocking fact, even to me. I think I pay attention to the sport.
Right.
And so I was jotting down the categories and who would fit into what category. And so if you're not in right now, the next category is in the red zone. So I jotted down the names and I put Aaron Judge in the red zone. And then I looked at his actual stats, and shockingly, I learned, obviously you learned too, Aaron Judge does not have 1,000 career hits yet. So he's going to need not just 1,000, but probably another 1,000. And that just seems like we're taking numbers and ignoring what he is. But could you put a guy into the Hall of Fame with like 1,200 career hits?
No.
Even if he's Aaron Judge, you can't do it.
No.
No.
Who else is who else is in the red zone?
Shohei and Jose Altuve.
Well, first of all,
I said that wrong. Jason should probably talk about his own article. That was across the 50. In the red zone is a larger number. Yeah.
Yeah, the red zone was Mookie, who is just, I thought I was going to put him as in right now, but he's still at 1,500 something hits, so he's not in. Bryce Harper is pretty much the same deal, same place with total career hits, but Mookie and Bryce Harper are going to the Hall of Fame. They just have to keep doing what they do.
Who do you have in right now?
Let me just say one thing. Paul Goldschmidt I had in the red zone as opposed to in right now, whereas I elevated Freddie Freeman to in right now, and I'm getting so much pushback from Cardinal fans. I know that shocks you guys.
Yeah.
But Freddie Freeman has crossed a bunch of thresholds that Paul Goldschmidt, to me, has not. He's younger, but he's already got an MVP award and 8 top tens, and he's over 2,200 hits and 330 homers with a 140-something adjusted OPS plus, and Paul Goldschmidt is not at 2,000 hits yet, and he's older, so he's one big year away, or since we're using football terminology, one power sweep away, but wow, there's so much pushback on that.
All right, so who's in right now? Verlander's in now, right?
Yeah, okay, so I had it, I did this category last year, and we had some complications. So in right now, Verlander and Scherzer, obviously.
Okay.
Mike Trout, even though it'd be helpful if he'd play once in a while. And I elevated Freddie Freeman. Then we have Clayton Kershaw on the injured list, but he's in, coming back soon. Joey Votto, I think, is in. Have we debated Joey Votto before? Because I think he's in. There's been a lot of pushback on him, too.
I mean, I'd put him in, but...
I mean, look, you got Reds fans who think he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. Joey Votto is a great player. We can have that discussion, though. That's a longer discussion to have. That was an answer that sucked. go outside and grill the vegetables.
Should we drop any more names?
Well, no, that's fine.
No, we're good. Sorry
let's,
about
let's
that.
End it on that. You're Jeff Rimmer, and my answer sucks. Thank you, Jason. We'll talk to you next week.
I love it, guys. Thanks.
Jason's beef with our guy, Jason Stark. I swear it'll be better next week. Not any fault of his.
No, my gosh.
Well,
I'm calling him Rimmer.
The erotic guacamole answer.
And then you put some onions and, it's guacamole.
Something was making him uncomfortable. I didn't realize
stuff.
His wife was
this
sitting there like...
Stupid broad staring at me right now.
I didn't know that's what it was.
Back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're running into a 10-minute delay because of an accident blocking two left lanes on eastbound 670 before 315. It is stop and go from Grandview Avenue. We also have a slowdown on southbound 315 between King Avenue and Town Street. This report is sponsored by Ohio Laborers and Ohio Lesset. Ohio Laborers would like to congratulate Member of the Week, Peter Christo. Laborers Local 265 Cincinnati. Peter is a seventh-year journeyman working with Barrett Paving. Build Ohio right, build it union. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show, your friend and mine, Timmy Hall.
Oh, my Stark guac lovers.
That was a hell of a segment right
that
there.
That was radio.
That was
cold.
A good segment.
That Joey was something. Votto, huh?
Yeah, he's, it's interesting with him. You can have a debate.
You could.
You know, Reds fans. That sucked.
I'm going to say in. He's in. That guy.
No stats.
That
just
guy
in.
Can really swing the stick,
can
he?
He can swing the stick.
Man.
How was...
No pop-outs.
How was the holiday?
Long holiday. 4 days of neighborhood fireworks going on.
It's America, baby.
America.
Mm-hmm. It's America.
Yeah, yeah. We've had... Our dog's been on drugs.
Give me some of the drugs that the dog's on.
Our dog's been in a little trazodone heaven. It's just...
Oh, does the dog get a little nervous for the
fireworks? Oh, my God. It's terrible.
You ever think of taking one of Smucker's pills? It works for him.
Every day.
Yes.
Yeah. Every single day.
All right. What's coming up on the show?
Oh, my lovely friend Tyvus is back there, my only friend. We do this every year. We are going to start our Buckeye Categories Week. So we're going to try to determine how many studs, the way that we deem that. We'll explain our definition a little bit more, but I think you can get the picture. On this 2024 Ohio State team, and we'll hand out some Buckeye leaves. Heard you mention they got a big boom on the recruiting trail. And Austin Ward at 7:19 tonight. He will come on here and talk about dropping putts. He'll talk about the Bucks as well. We had a little marathon of Marysville, 36 holes of golf, and Beam could barely stand at the end of it.
Hmm.
Just in time for him to be my partner so I could do all the work.
It's good.
Look at you.
When was this? Yesterday?
This was Saturday.
All right. Thanks for calling
it
me.
It was a hoot.
Thanks for calling me and letting you know you're in town. I could have maybe opened up one of the nice... establishments in our area. Got you in there if you wanted.
What do you do? You're going to call up?
Could have got you up to the upstairs of Leon's, but no one called me to ask.
Upstairs at Leon's.
Oh, yeah, upstairs at Leon's is where it's at.
Is that the special place? It sounds like a place from Bull Durham.
You pour your own beer up there, buddy. Yeah.
Why is that a perk?
What do you mean?
Don't you want someone to bring you your beer?
No. Because then I pour it the way I pour. I go up whenever I don't have to wait for someone to excuse me.
You
I
pour would it like a special way?
No, they have a...
You like tilt the
they
glass?
They have all the taps and you just pour it and you're there. You get it. Don't you understand? Doing more work is
you
good.
Make your own pizza. You I don't, roll the dough.
I don't want to do that.
I want to hop behind the Chipotle stand and make my own burrito. I don't want someone to do it for me.
All right.
Come
you
on.
You can't have people shoving their hands into a 600-degree oven, Kramer.
Two big hours of the Buckeye Show coming up next. Back page.
The Back Page. The Back Page. With Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Bone, well, I will give you boys the choice of the first of these stories. Would you rather hear about strange bite marks on Billie Eilish?
Oh, yes.
Or Justin Bieber getting paid money to hang out with a billionaire? Your
no,
call.
The bite marks.
I think you
okay.
know.
Now, the headline of this says, Billie Eilish sparks concern among fans for sharing photos of her arms with bite marks and bruises. Fans apparently were concerned about her well-being. Some compared her to Britney Spears.
Get out of here.
No. So on the 4th of July, she held up like a sparkler, and she's in a bathing suit, little bikini top there. Let her live. She's wrapped up in a towel. God bless America. Sure. And then we have some, you can see the picture, Timmy. On her arm, she has perfect circle bite marks that
Oh, something's going on there.
I have to guess she did that herself.
That's some cupping or something?
No, it looks like bite marks there. She also has like a small bruise on her arm, and it looks like she's just taking photos of herself. She had an interview recently with singer Lana Del Rey where the two talked about a variety of subjects, including Billie Eilish saying she'd never been romantically vulnerable. She says in all her relationships, she's done the breaking up. She's never been broken up with.
Ooh.
And she thinks that's a bad sign. So now fans are wondering, is she in a relationship maybe where there's a little bit more of something else going on, a little bit more adventuresome? I don't know. In either case,
bondage.
These are just pictures that she posted on her Instagram. You can draw whatever conclusion
Free
you want to.
Free my people from bondage.
Is that just like a new thing where
you
want
to hold puncture your skin? Trying to hold in a sneeze, buddy. Sorry.
We know that like branding is a thing to kind of give.
Oh, yeah.
The guys do that on their skin, right?
Yellowstone, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, they get you branded up there.
Yellowstone.
Oh, yeah.
I've always wanted to have a Yellowstone brand.
No, I don't want one. No, thanks.
Lay it on me.
Justin Bieber has been paid reportedly a cool $10 million for performing at the pre-wedding ceremony of billionaire heir Anant Ambani, 30-year-old singer of the song Baby, among other things, sang many of his chart-topping hits in Mumbai on Friday for Anant, his fiance Radhika Merchant, and their close-knit circle of family and friends. Apparently, the net worth of this heir is well over $1 billion. So he paid $10 million to have Justin Bieber, who's worth $300 million, if you believe some reports,
wow,
come out and play a show and make $10 million.
Yeah. Well, he's going to have a kid soon. College is expensive.
Well, he took care of that one little 2-hour stint.
What about a live show in someone's backyard here in the lovely city of Columbus? What would the rape be?
Oh, you mean for we go out?
You, not me, you two. I'd get like $6.
No, you
to
wouldn't.
Go away.
You get more than that.
I'd pay you $1 to shut up.
What would we do it for?
I don't know. I mean, it depends on who it is. Do we know this person?
Grand.
Do we know? Oh, gosh.
$50,000.
Do we know this person?
No, stranger.
$50,000. What are you, Everclear?
Yeah, no kidding.
Better.
I'd do it. You know what? I'd do it for
maybe 3 hours.
Sugar Ray.
Teddy, I'd do it for a grand.
A grand?
Yeah, a grand.
Get out of here, you prostitute.
What are you?
$50,000.
I'll get jealous just because I get more jobs than you.
Get out of here.
That's not my fault.
All right, Buckeye Show's next. We'll see you tomorrow. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch out for an accident if you're on West Mound Street, east of Central Avenue, and you'll run into a 10-minute delay due to an accident that's blocking two left lanes on eastbound 670 before 315. This report is sponsored by ExpressPros.com. Are you ready for a new job? Express Employment Professionals helps tens of thousands of people find jobs every year and never charges a fee. Find your next job with Express Employment. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
This is a Fan Action Update.
The Guardians have the third most wins in Major League Baseball at 56, and they're also tied for the least number of losses. Cleveland is a minus 148 favorite on the road in Detroit tonight. Currently a 6-game lead in the AL Central. The Guardians are minus 220 to win the division, and a near lock to make the playoffs at minus 2,000. Cleveland has the third best odds to win the AL at 6-1. For your Action Update, I'm Scotty Vegas.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Good evening. I'm Buddy Wells. Starting with baseball, we enter the final week of the first half of the season before the All-Star break will get started next week. The Guardians play the first of four in Detroit tonight against the Tigers. First pitch is at 6:40. Gavin Williams is on the bump as Cleveland looks for a third win in a row. As for the Reds, they're looking to snap their three-game skid when they host the Rockies tonight in the first of a four-game set against Colorado. That one will get started at 7:10 tonight. Andrew Abbott is on the hill for Cincinnati. Sticking with baseball, the All-Star rosters were announced on Sunday. The Guardians had five guys make the cut for the American League. Jose Ramirez, Stephen Kwan, Josh Naylor, David Fry, and Emmanuel Clase. The Reds had just one player selected for the NL team. It was Ellie De La Cruz. And in college basketball, after turning down an offer from the LA Lakers this offseason, Dan Hurley has his new extension with the UConn Huskies. It's a six-year deal worth $50 million. Breaking sports news.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Let's change gears to something stupid, shall okay, we?
That's fine with me.
A Chicago area family was remodeling their house, and they found 63-year-old McDonald's fries intact behind the wall. The guy who owns the house said he seriously considered eating one. Would you?
No.
I mean, they're intact. There's no mold on them. I mean, they're probably petrified and disgusting. But
well, here, okay.
I saw on TV, there was one of these specials about the woolly mammoth, right? And they found some woolly mammoth encased in permafrost. I mean, this thing's been dead tens of thousands of years, right. But the flesh has been pretty much preserved because it was in this permafrost. So what did the scientists do? Well, they took some and they said, we're going to study this. And then they took some and they cooked it and ate it. Just because.
That's different to me.
Why? You got 63-year-old fries.
No, it's very different. Here's why. I've had like 5-hour-old fries from McDonald's, as have you, because you've got a trick when you go to McDonald's to get fresh fries because you know how good the fresh fries are. And if you leave, let's say you leave them out overnight, just you're out, you're sitting there, they're sitting on your table, or maybe you forget they're in your car. Come out the next day, grab one of those suckers and eat it. Tell me how that tastes, just sitting there stale for 12 hours. Not great. Now, you go 60 years with that? If you don't chip a tooth on it, you know it's not going to taste good either way.
Teddy, how much money? Teddy's always the guy who will do anything for amount of money. And it's always less than I think it should be. How much money to eat one of those fries?
Yeah, I'd have to get some money for that.
Well, how much? One fry.
$10,000.
See, here, I'll say this. It's not even a money thing for me. Give me $200, I would do it. In fact, if it was like all of you standing around, all my buddies are there, and it's like no one's going to eat that fry, I'd be like, I'll do it. Like, I'm not worried about it hurting me. It wouldn't make me sick. It's just I don't need to know what it tastes like because I know. If you're asking curiosity, would I eat it? No. I know what a stale French fry tastes like. I've had them. They don't reheat well. They don't stay well at all if you eat them cold or anything else. No, I know it would be bad. But if it was just for bragging rights, I'd probably do it. I'm not even scared
Teddy
of eating
wants
it.
10 grand.
I'm not even scared of eating it. I'm just saying I know it would taste terrible. What about you? How much would it take for you to eat
I think I'd do it for free.
Just as like a
I'm
dare.
I'm just curious. I'm curious.
Oh, you're curious. You wouldn't
to
even
know
do it.
What it tastes like.
You're by yourself.
Maybe
you're,
it's the greatest fry in the world.
It's not.
Some molecular thing happens.
It's not.
It's like wine. They find wine in a cellar. 200 years old. It's like, oh, there's a good wine.
I get
it. It's good fries.
I don't think that's how fries and wine work. I think they work different from each other. But yeah,
maybe that fry has fermented.
The last, you know what? From it. It could be this. The fry recipe may have changed over the years. Fries they make now, they're delicious. Like I've said, I love the McDonald's French fries.
When cooked properly.
When cooked properly and when hot or warm.
Yeah.
When you get one that's been sitting out on the counter for a few hours, it's not like anything. It's not great. Maybe the recipe's changed enough from back in the 60s where maybe that fry is actually pretty tasty. I don't know, but I would think not.
Mm-hmm.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care, Heating, and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.